At the Marquee, the Wonder Stuff. Friday, September 20th at the Westbury Music Fair, comedian Don Rickles. The Reactors at Wee Scotty's. At the Ritz, Damned. And the concert at the Beacon Theater for Kraftwerk has been canceled for Friday. Saturday, September 21st, Westbury Music Fair hosts Dick Fox, Stanley Turrentine at IMAC. At the Marquee, Morbid Angel and Unleashed. Sunday, September 22nd, at the Westbury Music Fair, Nana Miss Corey. Tuesday, September 24th, at the Beacon Theater, Little Feet. Wednesday, September 25th, at the Westbury Music Fair, Paul Anka and Barry Manilow and the Connells at the Marquee. Thursday, September 26th, at the Meadowlands, Rod Stewart is all part of his Vagabond Heart Tour 91. House of Freaks at the Marquee, at the Beacon Theater, the Pogues. Anthrax and Public Enemy at the Ritz. Saturday, September 28th at the Beacon Theater, Eric Johnson, Alan Holdsworth at IMAC, at Madison Square Garden, Barry Manilow, Rob Wire and Rob Wasserman at the Ritz. Thursday, October 2nd at Madison Square Garden, Luther Vandross, Sinbad, Lisa Fisher. And the first show is sold out. Lisa Cold Jam and Souls and Pebble is at the Westbury Music Fair. If you have any questions regarding the concerts or border concerts going on across the island, give us a call at the studio. The number is 516-632-6901. That number again regarding questions or comments about the concert or border concerts going on across the island, 516-632-6901. I'm Billy Fisher for Concert Billboard for Long Island's first station of the 90s, 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
Yes, hello, operator. I'm trying to reach the talk show Brain Damage on WUSB in Stony Brook. And I need the studio line so I can call up.
Under WUSB, I'm showing the main office and the studio line. The studio line is 632-6901.
That's 632-6901. What's the area code?
516.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Sounds like they're about to have a heart attack there. Good evening. Oh, no, good morning. We're here at a new time, brand new time for brain damage. Who will be first? Who will be the first caller to welcome us to this new time period? 632-6901, area code 516. We've got all kinds of anticipation for the things that we can now do because we're on after midnight. And, of course, we couldn't do those things before midnight. So that's quite a program following us, I mean preceding us. A lot different than classical music, which is what we usually get. Whew. Really strange. But the strangeness is it's still here. It's going to be here for another 2 hours. And, I'm just sort of out of it because so much weird music and weird people have been hanging out around here. And plus, I have to admit, I can't hear what I'm saying because these stupid headphones, it sounds like I'm talking through an AM radio. Imagine that. Oh, maybe I am talking through an AM radio. 632-6901. We have yet to get our first call. Can you believe that first call was just... I figured the phone lines would light up like a Christmas tree now. 516-632-6901. The number has been given, and we're now waiting for you to give us the call. Now, of course, there's a lot of excitement in the air. There's the Miss America pageant going on right now, even as we speak. And, yes, it's true. New York is one of the finalists. Yeah, there's five finalists, and New York is one of them. Okay, now, we have reporters on the story right now, and we're watching it with an eagle eye. And should something happen, we'll be there. Well, we won't be there, we'll be here, but we'll be on the story as if we were there. The other finalists, suckers, are Miss Hawaii, Miss Missouri, Miss... this is changing even as I speak. Well, let me get through this part. Miss New York, Miss Hawaii, Miss Missouri, Miss Iowa, and Miss Mississippi. How can you say Miss Mississippi? I mean, it sounds so silly. Miss Mississippi. I mean, she can't win. Miss Mississippi cannot win. Miss America is Miss Mississippi. No way. There's too many S's. There's a limit to how many S's you can have in these things. Okay. We have an update. Good Lord. I mean, it's over. The first runner-up was Miss New York. That means we were second place. Then Miss Missouri. Then Miss Iowa. And apparently they agree with me. The fourth runner-up was Miss Mississippi. But the winner was Suzanne Sapp, age 24. Miss Hawaii. Hawaii. It's an island, for God's sake. An island. Miss America, indeed. I mean, what time is it over there? It's like afternoon still. Miss New York. She deserved to win. Okay, well, despite the fact that we don't like the outcome, we're going to cover this story as it deserves to be covered. 632-6901. See if anyone's out there. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you? Welcome to the new time slot.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Great.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a bit later, but, you know, these things take time. What do you think of the show before this, huh?
Actually, I think it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I live here in Smithtown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to your radio right now, and I don't know if you guys ever heard of Adrian Belew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you have the album Desire Caught by the Tail?
The album what?
Desire Caught by the Tail.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Yeah, that's a real psychedelic type.
Uh-huh. Do you want me to pass along to the psycho heads that are leaving now?
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll be on every week now. That we have a whole new exciting schedule here at USB, and the Psychedelicatessen goes on every Saturday night from 10 to 12, the old brain damage slot, and now we're here from 12 to 2.
Great.
Talking about world events, personal aspects of your lives, and various things like that. Are you a regular caller or are you a new caller?
Actually, I'm a new caller. Uh-huh. I listen on and off to the station, and I just kind of flipped the channels, and I heard you guys playing some really great stuff, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if you guys can play any track off the Adrian Belew album.
Well, I will give the note to the appropriate people. It's unlikely, though, during a talk show that we'll play that, but who knows? I may talk over it if we do.
All right.
Yeah. So, do anything interesting this week? You watched the hearings on TV?
No, actually, I haven't, but I'd like to know more.
Well, we're going to be talking about that a little bit and other breaking news items like the Miss... what do you think of that? Miss Hawaii? Do you think that's right?
Yeah, I think Miss Hawaii is great.
Miss New York, she should have won. actually, to be honest, I don't know who any of these people are, but I'm just trying to be nationalistic because it's expected of me. But I don't know if Miss Hawaii has ever won before. Can somebody look that up for me? Can somebody out there please consult whatever book you have to consult and tell me if Miss Hawaii has ever won Miss America before?
Mm. On
appealing to our listeners, and I know our listeners have a great deal of knowledge out there because they've come and helped us in other quests for knowledge. So did you follow anything that was going on this week at all?
No, actually, I've been working pretty much full-time, so I haven't really listened too much.
Sort of get into your own little world, eh?
Yeah, kind of close into myself, you know?
Yeah, well, it's, there's a certain kind of protection in that, you know? Yeah, I like to sort of close up to everything around me at some point. But unfortunately, I can't do that right now. I have to pay attention to what's going on.
All right.
There's all kinds of things happening. For some reason, all hell is breaking loose now.
Oh, well, that kind of happens time
yeah.
to time.
Listen, we only have two lines vacant now, so give us a call, 632-6901. I want to thank you, Mr. Person from Smithtown.
Glenn.
Glenn from Smithtown. Thanks for calling, and have yourself a good week, and maybe... maybe you'll see some of what's happening out there this week.
All right, great.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, of course, people around here are still in a bit of shock over the Miss America happenings. There's more going on. There's a space shuttle adventure happening right now, even as we speak. A communications hitch has forced Discovery's... in case you don't know, Discovery's up there wandering around in space. Has forced Discovery's astronauts to hold off their planned deployment of a $633 million research satellite. Yeah, we don't care too much about money. We don't care what the satellite does. We just care how much it costs. It's $633 million satellite. We don't know what it's doing, but it's just that's how much it costs. Money's got nothing to do with it. We're after the science aspect of this. Anyway, they are unable to... deploy the $633 million satellite. However, they might do it within the next hour and a half anyway. This is a direct insubordination to ground control. Apparently, there's been some sort of a mutiny on the ship. We'll bring you more details as it comes in. You can't believe everything you hear. Let's see. There's more news, but we'll get into that in a little while. Let's take some more phone calls. Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Kings Park.
Kings Park?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great place. I've been through there a few times. But, you know, I've never stopped.
Well, I just got here last month, August.
Uh-huh. From where?
From Montreal, Canada.
Oh, that's quite a move. Now, sitting up there in Montreal, you decided to move down to Kings Park, huh?
Well, no, I decided to move to Long Island and found this place by coincidence.
Oh, I see. Well, Kings Park is a nice place, as nice a place as any, I would say.
Yeah, and WSB is not a bad station at all. I mean, I prefer it to anything else on dial.
Well, we could be a lot worse. There's the potential for us to be so many times worse.
There's another good station at 91.1, too, which is NPR there.
Yeah, the NPR station in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those two are, you and the other one are about the only two we're listening to on the whole dial.
Well, check out PKN, too. You ever listen to them, 89.5?
Check it out, sure.
This is so typical non-commercial radio to be giving out other frequencies, but yeah, they're a good station too.
Yeah,
we like them.
Yeah. So.
Oh, what the heck! Even the high school station in Sachem, 91.9. Let's give them some credit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's new?
Not much. You follow the Thomas hearings?
Yeah, I've been following them a little bit.
What do you think of that?
Well, what can I say? Another question of somebody trying to avoid answering a question, honestly.
He spent the entire week avoiding questions. And he's so good at it, too, you know? You wonder how he's going to apply that when he's actually a judge.
Well, politicians always seem to find a way.
Yeah, but he's not supposed to be a politician. He's supposed to be a judge.
Well, yeah. But that's the system. He plays the game.
Uh-huh. Well, I was listening to the to Senator Metzenbaum of... Ohio, is it? On Wednesday, he was questioning him, And he had a really good point. He was saying, you know, Judge Thomas, you were answering this question yesterday that this other senator was asking, and it could be a case that's going to come to a decision, and you had no trouble answering that. So why is it you can't answer a question about abortion? You know, what's we're not asking you to say what your opinion will be, but just do you believe that a woman's right to an abortion is protected currently under the Constitution? And he would not touch it. He danced all over the Russell Senate building there.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. I was listening to it on USB, in fact, and it was just it was entertaining to see how long he carried it on for. But what's really shocking is that he seems to have won the battle. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much a foregone conclusion now that he's going to get in.
Well, abortion is such an angst-ridden issue in this country. Where I come from, in Quebec, Supreme Court of Canada has protected the woman's right to an abortion, and Quebec is a pretty liberal place when it comes to abortions. I don't know if you know, you've heard of Dr. Henry Morgenthaler?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he's won battles in most of the provinces in the country of Canada for women's abortion rights.
So is it a national law there that women have the right to an abortion?
Well, it's basically the government has washed its hands of the affair and avoided the issue. A woman has a right to an abortion legally, and there's private abortion clinics, and it's legally and liberally available.
Uh-huh. So they've washed their hands of it. I mean,
well, because it's too much political, too much politics involved. You know, they want to stay out of it. The Supreme Court ruled a few months back that it was, you know, a woman's rights were protected under the law. So the government backed away from dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you two questions. A, do you think Judge Thomas will get in? And B, do you think Roe versus Wade will be overturned within the next year?
Well, A, I think he will get in, and B, I hope Roe versus Wade does not get overturned. But the way this country is leaning lately, post Reagan and now in the Bush era, I don't know. I really don't know. I hope not.
But what do you think?
Well, I think that it would be very unfortunate, but it might.
I think there's a good chance for it.
Yeah.
There's a most certainly interesting times we're living through.
Certainly, yeah.
Thank you very much for calling, and hope you enjoy. You're here for good, right, in Kings Park?
Yes, I'm here working for good, and there's not much culture here in this area, but I'm making the best that I can.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to request something, if you have a moment, some spirit from the 70s or late 60s.
Okay, I'll pass that along to our musical people, too. Some spirit from the 70s.
Yeah, your choice, anything from that group.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very
lot.
Much for calling.
Okay.
And again, let me say our phone number is 632-6901. This is the first edition of Brain Damage to be taking place at this time slot. We have some open lines. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, we have something really special. We've part of the late-breaking Miss America story. We've got some people from... Let me see if I can get them on the line here. Some people from a 7-Eleven in Hawaii. I believe we're speaking to somebody from a 7-Eleven in Hawaii now. Is that true? Hello?
Yes, you are.
Oh, great. What is your name?
Clara.
Clara. And what city are you in?
I'm in Honolulu.
You're in Honolulu. Now, I suppose you've heard the news by now.
Yes.
You have. It's come as quite a shock to us here in New York. No hard feelings or anything like that, but New York was came in second place. It must be. Are you aware of Miss Hawaii ever winning before?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. How do you think this will affect your business, 7-Elevens?
I guess it'll improve.
Yeah. You think it's going to bring in a lot of tourists and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's only to be expected, I suppose. Were you watching it live on TV?
We didn't get it yet. It's not on the air yet.
Wait, you mean you won the... Maybe we shouldn't have told you. Oh, no.
It's not till tonight at 9. Over here is only 6:30.
You get Miss America on delay. Oh, that's horrible. Oh,
so you guys told me who won the Miss America already.
I'm so sorry. We weren't supposed to do that. What time is it there now?
It's now 6:30, and it will go on the air at 9.
So in 2.5 hours, you'll be able to see the beginning of the contest. That
right.
So let me ask you this then: when you got the phone call from us, you weren't aware that Miss Hawaii had won.
Right, I didn't know at all.
Okay, well then, you know, maybe we're not telling the truth, you know, so it still could be a surprise for you. Well, while we have you on the line, we have lots of 7-Elevens here in New York. Are 7-Elevens the same? I guess, have you ever been to a 7-Eleven in New York, or? I don't know.
Oh, nowhere.
Well, is there anything endemic to a Hawaiian 7-Eleven that perhaps we might not see here? Do you have a little magazine rack in the front?
Yeah.
You sell donuts?
Yeah.
Big gulps?
I think it's still about the same. Only thing we're owned by Japanese.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. On the door, as you're leaving, do you have that little height indicator?
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's something I've always noticed in every 7-Eleven. That's in case somebody robs you, you can get the height, right?
The height. Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, I guess we've gotten about all the information we can about Hawaiian 7-Elevens. Well, congratulations to you and all your fellow Hawaiian people out there. Sorry we broke...
Thank you for telling me.
Okay, sorry we had to break it to you like this. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy. Well, we weren't supposed to do that. We were supposed to get their reaction, not break them. I didn't know they weren't seeing it for another couple of hours. But we'll let the issue rest for a little while. 632-6901. Our phone lines are open. Where is everybody? I was under the impression that there are a lot of people who are coming home from various events, you know, parties, concerts, things like that. And people told me, you know, Eric, when you move to that new time slot, you know, the phones are going to blow a fuse because there's going to be so many people out there calling in. Well, I don't see it yet, folks. I don't see it. I want to see it. 632-6901. Not every station covers Miss America like we cover Miss America. What's happening in the world? We've got news around here someplace. Ah, yes. There's hope that behind-the-scenes efforts to free Western hostages may pay off in the release of one man, probably a Briton, very soon. On Saturday, both a Shiite Muslim cleric and an Iranian newspaper predicted that a release would come soon. Authorities in Long Beach, California now say four people were injured on the ground when a single-engine Cessna plane crashed into a building Saturday. All three people aboard the plane died. A national panel is warning that child abuse, a major national problem, isn't being properly handled by state and county officials. U.S. Advisory Board on Child Abuse is recommending a prevention in the form of widespread voluntary counseling for new parents. And that's pretty much the news here. Oh, we got a new bulletin on the space shuttle. I feel like CNN here. Discovery's astronauts have been given the go-ahead to deploy a $633 million satellite from the shuttle's cargo bay. Okay. All right, $633 million satellite is ready to go. So that could happen at any moment. $633 million. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, at least you were able to dial the phone. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Shoreham, New York.
Shoreham, New York. Home of a famous power plant, right?
Yeah. Hey, listen. My phone's been ringing for like an hour now.
Your phone's been ringing for a minute.
Well, I mean, I've been, like, trying to get a hold of you.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry I didn't pick up the phone right away, but I wasn't speaking to you then, so I couldn't have.
Where is this, Stony Brook?
Where am I? I'm in Stony Brook, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess you've never heard this before, huh?
Well, I listen to this station a lot, you see.
Uh-huh.
I listen to it on Tuesday nights.
The blues night?
No, Turmoil. 2 to 4.
Wait a minute, no. Turmoil is Wednesday, 10:30 to 12:30. I suspect you might miss it quite a bit, huh?
Sorry, man.
No, it's okay. Well, maybe your clock is wrong. I could be, too.
I don't know, man. All that change in the clocks.
Yeah, well, you know what they say.
Listen.
Loud music does it to you, too.
You know what?
What?
Nah. No, on Tuesday nights, 2 to 4, there's other kind of music. I listen to that, too, you know?
Wait, Tuesday nights, 2 to 4, or Tuesday afternoon, 2 to 4?
Oh, Tuesday nights.
2 to 4. Four.
And then on Wednesdays, too, there's Turmoil.
Uh-huh.
But the night before, it's something else.
A Happy Nightmare, perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because I know this girl that on Tuesday nights, she does it 2 to 4.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, her name is Beatrice.
Beatrice?
Yeah.
We have a Beatrice on the station?
Maybe. You never know, right?
I've always wanted a Beatrice to be on the station.
Where?
Well, it's just a good name, I think.
Rhymes with Peaches.
Well, yeah, I guess it does at that, amongst other things. But,
Who won the contest? I just turned it on before, but I...
Miss Hawaii won Miss America. Can you believe it?
Seriously?
We just shocked the hell out of a person in 7-Eleven in Honolulu.
That's what that was. I turned it on right then.
Yeah, you see, we weren't aware that they didn't get it until 2.5 hours from now. We thought they were watching it with us, but they weren't. So, yeah, we ruined it for them.
I heard that she was good-looking, though, SBR, you know?
Well, that would be a shock to us if she wasn't good-looking, I guess.
No, I mean, you know, because I don't think some, like, Oriental... Or, you know, Hawaiian girls are good-looking, but I thought that one was very good-looking, SBR,
well,
you know?
There probably are some that are good-looking and some that aren't, but I like to say
yeah.
Beauty is in the eye of...
The beholder.
Thank you. I forgot the last word. Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. I don't know what it means, but it has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to see if you were aware of all the graffiti that there is in Long Island. I don't know about Stony Brook. I don't actually go there very much.
Wait a minute. Is this? Are you asking this as part of an investigation, or
I want to find out about this stuff, SBR. You know.
Well, I'm afraid I can't comment at this time.
You know what I'm saying, though, right? You've seen it.
I guess I have no choice but to see it, but that doesn't mean I know anything about it. You know, I mean, I can account for my whereabouts and everything like that.
Well, have you seen like in the expressway? You know those. Sound barrier walls, SBR all over it.
Yeah, but whenever I see that, I'm in my car, and I'm usually in the fast lane driving really fast. So there's no way anybody could ever see me walking around there with a spray can.
I know.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that nobody did.
Yeah.
Nobody will, because it could... Don't worry, I mean, it's not possible.
How do you feel about that stuff?
What? Oh, that... fine. To each their own, you know?
Yeah. That's what I say.
I don't know what those walls are doing there, really. I mean, it looks kind of like
a
Berlin wall.
They spend millions of dollars on those walls, and meanwhile, it's just a couple houses. Who cares, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They should do something, you know, put money into different stuff on this here, Long Island.
Uh-huh. You hear they cut the budget for...
the schools.
For schools, of course. That's always the first thing to go. But the Long Island Railroad double-decker cars, they're not going to get any more. They say they've already bought some. I haven't seen them yet, but they're not going to get any more.
Yeah, last time I was in the city, I saw one, you know, going near to Penn Station, and they're beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I mean, wait till the kids come out with the spray cans. That's be all over them.
That's how you look at things, how they will look after spray cans. Do you remember when subways in New York had graffiti all over them?
And now they don't let them run when they're all,
Well, it's not just that.
Covered full core.
It's not just that. It's not just that, but you can't get graffiti on those cars because they're stainless steel. Is that right? They can't be stained.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to go spray paint on the stainless steel material, it just wouldn't work out too good.
No, I mean, you'd be wasting your time. And one thing that graffiti people don't like to do is waste time.
Right. I mean,
I find it
weird, SBR and all that other stuff, CER and Dub and Death, OES, Dev 1. I mean, that's all I see around the places, and Sha and, you know.
It's good coverage, you know?
Yeah, Seth, I see this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Milo, I see Neg, I see Med. You know, I'm just saying, these are all the names of the stuff I see, Dubber and Penn, and, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of it, and, I see this SCA. I guess that's somebody new, like a girl or something. SCA.
I see MTA all over the place. I don't know what that is. It looks really neat and official looking, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you see that?
It's on every subway car, every single one.
MTA?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
What?
Manhattan Train Authority.
Well, what was that, some kind of rap band or something?
I got no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know what?
What?
Is this like one of the first times that you've done this radio station this late?
This is the first time that we've been doing...
This
is the first time we've done the show this late. And, you know, everybody told me that I would get a bingo. That means all five lines lit. Right now we have two lines lit.
Right now you do?
Yeah, that means there's people out there that are doing God knows what, but they're not calling. And for this show to be successful, you know, we need to have people call up because I'm not interesting. I don't have really that many important things to say, but it's you people out there. You're the ones that have things to say. And, you know, this is your opportunity to be heard. So...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you gotta pick up the phone, call 632-6901. You must have had some reluctance to pick up the phone and call, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to. I'll call you more often. When is this? Are you on once a week here?
Once a week, 12 midnight until 2 a.m.
I'll start right up at 12, man.
Throw my social life to the wind, you know, because it's important to be here.
You're interesting to talk to. You see, if people are calling to talk about all this stuff, you got to listen. So that's more information that feeds into your mind.
It's my job. Call with advice, information, questions.
Yeah.
Any little bits of trivia that you
is
think might be...
Is this a talk show or do you play music too?
Well, we do occasionally lapse into song, and sometimes we play music. But for the most part, it's a talk show. It's a way for people to vent their spleens and whatever else they feel like doing.
Yeah.
You know, there's no other opportunity to do that in very many places that I can think of. And I guarantee you, if there's anyone out there now that wants to get through, I'm pretty sure you'll get through on the first try.
Hey, this is great, man.
Okay, well, I'm sure you feel a lot better having expressed yourself.
Yes, I do, because, you know, I like to talk about it with somebody, or, you know, the live, over the air, and all that stuff.
Well, I am here. I am the voice on the airwaves, and that's my purpose right now, is to communicate.
Okay, so maybe I'll call you later tonight.
Okay, if I sound especially desperate, maybe you will.
It was good talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
See you later.
All right. 632-6901, area code 516. People in Connecticut, I've heard rumors the signal travels further after midnight. Let's see if it's true. 516-632-6901. Tell us what you think of Miss America. I mean, I don't know what you can really think about Miss America. The Justice Thomas hearings that have been aired all week on WUSB will be on again next week from, I believe, 9:30 in the morning until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, whenever they decide to wrap it up. We've got a lot of other things to talk about, too. We're going to be previewing the new fall TV series. Oh, boy, isn't that going to be fun. And confusing a couple of operators, too. We still have those features. We still have those features. But the most important part is hearing from you, 632-6901. Good evening.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, is this Concert Billboard?
No, this is not Concert Billboard. Concert Billboard was on at midnight.
Oh, I...
Billy Fisher is sleeping now.
I wanted to know when the Morbid Angel concert was. That's all.
I don't... Well, actually, you know, maybe I do know. Hold on.
Sure.
What band is this?
Morbid Angel and Unleashed.
Wait, this is the wrong book. Well, you know, I don't know. I thought maybe I did know, but I don't.
All right.
But if you know where they're playing... Do you know where they're playing?
No. I was driving the car, and I just heard the bands mentioned, so I...
Uh-huh. Well, ordinarily I would be able to help you, but right now I'm doing a radio show, so I sort of can't get up and look for things.
By the way, are you guys still have Moscow Mailbag?
Well, that's a very interesting point. There's a lot of, I don't like to say station infighting because it's kind of ugly to bring that up. But there are conflicts going on, you know, people throwing things around the rooms and stuff like that, trying to determine when the best slot for Moscow Mailbag is. And there's a chance that it will be showing up at a different time slot altogether. Moscow Mailbag will have a home here someplace. We just don't know exactly where. We should know probably in the next week or so.
I see, because I missed the opening theme to it.
It's a wonderful show. I mean,
so
we're the only station I think that airs that show.
What?
I think we're the only station that airs that show anywhere in the country, for all I know.
Well, I work for a radio station, you know, a college station, you know, and we might be getting it also.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, that's something. Hey, we have a news bulletin here. So, where are you calling from, sir?
Patchogue.
Patchogue, you have any thoughts on world events or things like that?
Oh, which ones?
Well, we were talking about the Thomas hearings, talking about Miss America, major things like
well,
that, you know?
You're not serious about the Miss America, are you?
I'm sorry?
You're not serious about the Miss America, are you?
Serious? What do you mean serious?
Well, about the Judge Thomas, I think that Judge Thomas is a great man. I hope that he does get confirmed.
You do? So you think he's a good judge?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's definitely qualified and...
Well, why isn't he answering the question about abortion? That's what I don't understand. I mean, well, if he stood up there and said, look, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's, you know, Roe versus Wade should be overturned. Even if he went that far and said all that, do you think that would knock him out of contention?
Oh, no. I think that what Thomas believes is, or what he's doing, is the same thing that Twitter was doing, in that you can't really say what your opinion is on something without any particular facts. I mean, to go there and just about universal beliefs, you know, I think that, you know, anybody can do that. But to say that, well, in the future, would you judge upon these general circumstances? You know, that's not good. It's not good law. It's good politics, I think. But as you said before, he's that he can't be a politician. So
yeah, I mean, I just wish you would be honest. I mean, if I had the impression that he was being straight with everybody, I'd feel a lot better about him. But I just don't get that feeling. I get the feeling he's trying not to talk about certain things. And, you know, what's the harm in it? I mean, yeah, it's going to the liberal Democrat people won't vote for him. Right. But everyone's saying he still has enough to get in anyway. And while I wouldn't agree with his position, I'd feel more comfortable if he was honest about it rather than trying to avoid it.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, I haven't been watching it, so I'm not sure what's going on. But
well, you can listen to it on USB. You know that.
Well, the thing is, I live up in Connecticut for the most part.
Ah, well, then you can call our special number to hear it on the telephone if you really are desperate. But just read the newspapers. That's the important thing.
Yeah. I do. I hear what's going on. But the thing is, I don't have the text of the actual hearing, so I can't really judge myself.
Did you say you're in Connecticut?
Yeah.
What part of Connecticut are you in?
Middletown. I work at Wesleyan University.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear from people in Connecticut. That's
Yeah, and I have a show on WESU 88.1 FM up there.
I've heard of that station.
Have?
88.1. Isn't there a station in Monroe at 88.1?
In Monroe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
WMNR. Aren't they at 88.1?
I don't know, but we're in Middletown, you know, by Meriden and Portland up there.
I see. Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that, and you know, keep your eye on world events. And yes, we were serious about Miss America because that's an important development. Miss Hawaii won tonight.
Yeah, no, that's pretty funny. It's funny that we don't even consider Hawaii to be part of the United States.
It's awfully weird when you look at a map of this country. You know, you don't think about it because we're so used to it, but we have little pieces of our country all over the world, and no other country really does that.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, it's funny because I think that we should have done that in the last war. I think that we should have declared Iraq to be our 51st state.
Well, yeah, that would be quite a declaration there, and I'm sure there's a few people that would be very comfortable with that, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, so do I, but I mean, so... But yeah, it's funny. I mean, what you were talking about before with the time zones that you think that Hawaii is 6 hours before us.
Yeah,
so.
You know, and I think we actually broke the news to the whole state because I don't think they knew. I don't think they had any way of knowing without us calling to tell them because they didn't get the broadcast yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we violated some kind of a law by doing that. We might have.
I doubt it.
Well, Bert Parks might be knocking on our door any second. Anyway, I want to thank you for calling. We got some more phone calls we want to get to.
Yeah, sure.
So thanks again. Keep listening.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
632-6901. Hey, get this. We only have one open line. That's not bad. Good evening.
Yeah, hello. I wanted to ask you about two calls before.
You have to refresh my memory.
Okay. I think the guy about the graffiti.
Yes, about graffiti. Where are you calling from, first of all?
Huntington.
Huntington, okay. What's your question?
Yeah, that was one pretty crazy guy. I don't know. I don't think he really was playing with a full deck, you
wait
know?
Wait a minute. Are you a graffiti person by chance?
No, I got nothing to do with that.
Okay. I just had the feeling for a second. But right, go ahead. Why is he crazy?
He wasn't getting any jokes about the MTA or anything like that, you know? I think he took it a little bit too seriously.
Oh, yeah, I was joking, wasn't I? It wasn't a bad joke, either, for that matter.
Yeah, I never heard this program before. Is this new?
Well, it's new in this time slot. We used to be on from 10 to 12, and we found that most people were out partying and having fun like you probably did tonight, right?
Yeah.
So now you're back, and you're listening to the radio, and you're calling in. You see, so our little ploy worked.
Yeah, there's something good on the radio, just flipping channels.
Nah, there's nothing good on the radio apart from this. I mean, look around. Go ahead. Go out there and look around. You'll be back because there's nothing else out there.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about if anybody wanted to have any input on the Clarence Thomas issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you were asking why don't you just come out and tell the truth, you know? But what I think is if anybody tells the truth about how they feel in this country, especially someone, you know, trying to get a judicial, you know, seat like the Supreme Court, like Clarence Thomas is, he just can't tell the truth because he just won't be confirmed. You know, the thinking nowadays is if you just don't think politically, you know, right, they won't try to qualify you as a judge, as how good of a judge you are anymore. They'll just think about how you think about the issues and try to confirm you. I don't think that's fair.
Well, you know, it doesn't. I get a very bad feeling from that. You know, if what you say is true, it doesn't sound like that's the way it should be, does it?
Yeah, but the initial, you know, the reason why they have these confirmation hearings is to see if he's a qualified judge, not to ask him about his political views or his viewpoints. I mean, is that something that people should be doing?
Well, yes and no, because, I mean, look, if you get another guy in there that is, you know, against pro-choice, most definitely Roe versus Wade will be overturned. That is significant, and I think people have the right to know about that and the right to be concerned about that. I mean, yeah, you can get a lot of qualified people that are conservative in their views. That doesn't mean that you should stack the Supreme Court with all conservatives. You know, I think what Bush should have done, he's been very smart the way he did this. I mean, he completely divided the liberal community here by getting a black conservative. But what he really should have done was gotten a liberal of any color because, you know, you don't reach decisions by having a lot of people in the same room that agree with each other. You reach decisions by arguing. And what Bush and Reagan have both done is simply stack the Supreme Court with people that agree with what they say. And that's, you know, that's going to be very bad for the country, not only after Bush is gone, but well into the 21st century.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Diversity in viewpoints is always something you should strive for.
It's not a bad thing.
You should always have one view in anything.
It's not a bad thing to have. It's, in fact, it's quite important on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I agree with you on that point. You know, but what I'm saying is, I don't really think that abortion should be even an issue on this thing. Personally, I think abortion should be legal. I mean, a woman should do what she wants.
Well, I like what the caller from Kings Park said earlier, the guy who came from Canada, where Canada, they just stay out of it, you know? The government doesn't really get involved.
Yeah, I heard that. I had a good idea about that, too. I'm saying, even if they do overturn Roe versus Wade, the first thing I would do is I would invest in an abortion clinic right across the border, because you'd make a killing.
That you have to travel a bit north, but
yeah, I'm sure. You know.
Well, people are going to resort to all kinds of horrible things, you know. I shudder to think of what that's going to be. I mean, look what's happening in Wichita every weekend now. It's starting, you know.
Yeah.
Things are really starting to happen, and people are really afraid of how that's happening on Long Island too, you know.
Really, it'll really affect people without money.
Do you have call waiting?
Yeah, I do.
Ah, see, I can tell these things.
Yeah, really, who it'll affect is people without money, because, you know, if you have money, you can just fly over to a different country and get the abortion and come back, you know?
Right.
Who it's going to affect is other people, really.
It's mostly going to affect poor
money,
people.
People who live in the people who live in the inner city and don't have, you know, who abortion should be, who you should be looking out for abortion for.
Right, but, you know, apart from abortion, there's also a lot of other issues, too, you know. All kinds of civil rights issues, or perhaps flag burning, or, you know, freedom of speech.
Yeah, flag burning is ridiculous, I think. I mean, if you live in this country, you should be able to burn a flag. I mean, it's just a flag. I mean, why make such a big deal? Why take away that freedom?
Right, and, you know, I was saying, if they do outlaw flag burning, And if and you just sort of make a slight variation on the flag, you know, like you add a star or something like that.
Yeah, I
then
know.
It's not, it's not our flag, so you can burn it anyway, but and get away with it. So there's all kinds of ways of getting around it.
Yeah, but then the government will just say it's the thought that counts and arrest you anyway.
The thought that counts.
They might get to that.
That's really scary. But the thing is, when you have a lot of people that agree and are not going to argue things through and think it out, that's when it becomes very ominous, you know?
Yeah, I don't think people really care if it's liberal or conservative anymore. I mean, people in power really just care about keeping the power.
That's what it is, a big power game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think George Bush gives a damn if Roe versus Wade is overturned or not. It's not really something that's on top of his mind, I don't think.
Let me ask you one. From midnight until 2 in our new time slot here on WUSB in Stony Brook, the most dangerous station in the nation. And yes, if you're interested in the Judge Thomas hearings, they'll be going on next week too, every day from 9:30 to sometime in the afternoon whenever they stop talking about it. All kinds of things to consider, you know, because when you elect somebody or vote in somebody in such a position of power, well, they can do almost anything. They, along with other people, have the power to completely change the way we live our lives. Now, searches and seizures, or looking at people's mail, or various things like that, it all can be affected. What are the current regulations about looking at people's mail? Well, first of all, this important announcement. The U.S. Postal Service announces its sponsorship of the 1992 Olympic Games with a Touch the Torch ceremony. That'll be happening tomorrow in Kearney, New Jersey. So I'm sure people who want to... there's no time for this. They don't tell you what... Oh, here it is, 10 a.m. So you can stay up for a little while longer, but after that, if you want to go to Kearney, New Jersey for Touch the Torch ceremonies, I suggest you get started. There'll be a crowd there for sure, but the regulations concerning mail reasonably suspected of being dangerous to persons or property. Mail sealed or unsealed, reasonably suspected of posing an immediate danger to life or limb, or an immediate and substantial danger to property, may, without a search warrant, be detained, opened, removed from postal custody, and processed or treated, but only to the extent necessary to determine and eliminate the danger. And only if a complete written and sworn statement of the detention, opening, removal, or treatment, and the circumstances which prompted it, signed by the person purporting to act under this inspection, is promptly forwarded to the chief inspector. And no employee shall disclose information on the outside cover of any piece of mail, information obtained from any inspection of the contents of mail, or any other information which concerns any mail sent or received by any particular sender, addressee, or group of senders or addressees, which the employee obtains or controls in the performance of his official duties. An employee may disclose such information to the Postal Inspection Service for its official use, including appropriate reference to law enforcement authorities, when there is a reasonable basis to suspect that such information is evidence of the commission of a crime under state or federal law. Pretty dramatic stuff, huh? That's comes from the Domestic Mail Manual, page 46, section 115.4 and 115.5. Thanks for some fascinating reading. Maybe we'll be diving into a little bit of that later on. 632-6901, area code 516. The program is Brain Damage. We're taking your phone calls and doing all kinds of other things. Let's take a look at the new TV season. Got a huge edition of TV Guide here. Listen to this. That is huge. I mean, that's a book. You could hurt people with this thing. What will be the show that succeeds, that makes television history, that paves the ground and plows the fields and forests and leaves a path for all others to follow in its wake? Well, my vote for now goes to The Torkelsons. Yes, that's right. The Torkelsons is one of those shows that only comes once in a lifetime. Has all kinds of plot devices that make you stand up and take notice. Get this premise, folks. You ready? This is a comedy, which is daring enough these days as it is, but a comedy on Saturday night about a normal, sensitive 14-year-old girl. Yeah, a normal, sensitive 14-year-old girl who's mortified by her crazy, unorthodox family. Boy, that's groundbreaking television there. The Torkelsons, you want to watch out for that one. And that'll be on Saturday nights at 8:30 on NBC. And if you still have some stamina left after all that, you can watch Nurses. And this is also something pretty daring. Five underpaid, overworked nurses in the hospital trade punchlines and bedpans. You can't ask for more groundbreaking television than that. This is America. This is where we come up with these kind of ideas. Let us know if there's a favorite TV show of yours that you see coming up in the future that you think has a particular promise, but you'll be hard-pressed to beat the Torkelsons and Nurses. All right. Let's see who's there. Good evening.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
What's on your mind? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ronkonkoma.
Ronkonkoma. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I can accept that. What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, right now we're talking about the new TV season.
I don't watch that much of TV.
Well, that's a very smart thing to do. But you might want to consider watching the Torkelsons. I mean, you know, comedies about 14-year-old girls being embarrassed about their families is something that I'm sure you want to tell future generations you were there to see as it premiered.
They've had something like that before a long time ago.
Oh, they've never had anything like this.
Like The Munsters with Marilyn.
It's totally different. It's totally different. You can't say the Torkelsons are like The Munsters. I mean, this guy's head, for one thing, is round.
Yeah?
I see a picture of him, yeah. He smiles much more.
I didn't hear about it. I just heard what you said about it. That's what came to my mind.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's like The Munsters at all.
Yeah,
well, Torkelsons. Torkelsons, they're... I mean...
What's it on?
It's on Saturday nights at 8:30.
Yeah, what channel?
On NBC.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
Just one of many groundbreaking shows that will be appearing this this fall on... I've got all kinds of highlights pointed out for me here. I'm going to read a couple more. But, yeah, I mean, what has been your favorite show over the last 10 years, huh?
Oh, I think Fox has the best shows.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, you might like this then. Fox has a show called Rock, R-O-C. Okay, it's going to be on Sunday nights at 8:30.
Good show.
Do you know what it's about?
Yeah.
Wait, how could you know what it's about?
I saw the one of the preview shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
A hardworking garbage collector and his wife have to share their row home with his opinionated father and an unemployed brother.
Huh.
That's amazing how they come up with these ideas.
Yeah.
And that's they've got a show based. I mean, you could have endless shows, you know, around something like that.
Yeah, that show's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it's that's on Fox for you.
So what else you got to say?
We're talking about the Thomas hearings. We're talking about Miss America.
I don't know about the Thomas hearings. I don't think, I don't know what's going on there.
You don't?
I don't know. I mean, nothing much is going to change with him being there or not.
You don't think so? I mean, he's replacing one of the foremost civil rights leaders, you know, in the Supreme Court. Sorry?
He's so conservative. He's like, I don't know. I don't think it'll make a difference.
Well, things change slowly. They don't change rapidly. And what we've seen over the past, ever since Reagan took power, we've seen slow transitions. And, you know, the President of the United States has a certain amount of power, but he can always be overridden. The Supreme Court, however, is something that's much more dramatic and harder to get by. So if you're able to stack the Supreme Court with people who agree with your particular way of life, it's going to stick a lot more than whatever you can do as president.
Well, I don't think that they have that many people there right now that they're so conservative, the whole Supreme Court. You don't think so?
What was the question?
They're so conservative, the whole Supreme Court.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying they're going to be even more conservative.
Judge Thomas.
Yeah, with Judge Thomas, I mean, do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing. I don't know, really.
No, I agree. I think it's a very bad thing because I think you need, as I said before, diversity.
You have to have an equal amount of both, you know?
Right. And, I mean, let's face it. Did Bush get this guy because of his qualifications or because he was black?
Because he was black, and he was black and conservative, and that's what they all want.
Right. I mean, he said race did not play a part in this. I mean, come on. What does he take us for? You know, of course race played a part in it.
Yeah,
he replaces a black Supreme Court justice with another black. I mean, look, if he had replaced the last one with a black person, then I would say, okay, maybe race didn't have something to do with it. Maybe he actually picked somebody based on his qualifications.
Yeah.
But everybody was saying, you know, he's got to pick a black or Hispanic or, you know, some kind of minority. And, of course, he does. And not only does he do that, but he picks somebody who actually agrees with him.
Yeah.
That's, you know, tells me that race is a big part in playing it.
None of the black people want him in either.
Well, I mean, that's just it. You know, a lot of people seem to think that the black community speaks with one voice, and they don't. They speak with many voices, and it's a good thing. You know, every community is has different viewpoints.
Yeah.
So while some people in the black community support him, other people don't, just like some people in every community might support him.
I don't think any of them support Thomas.
Well, there are a few. I mean, not very many, I agree with you, but there are a few.
Yeah.
Okay. So any other thoughts?
What's one of the other topics you have tonight?
We really don't have all that many. We were reading from the domestic mail manual.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Hey, do you know if... I'm going to ask you a question here.
Yeah?
Do you think it's legal to mail somebody a live bee?
A lot. How would you do that? Doesn't have to breathe?
Well, never mind how you would do it. Do you think it's legal to mail somebody a live bee?
If you could fix it so it could breathe.
Well, I think you can fit a lot of air into an envelope. I don't know.
But you can't fit a live bee in an envelope. You'd have to put it in a box.
Okay, you put it in a box then.
Pop holes in the box.
Well, you can't really pop too many holes in it or the bee will fly out.
No, little holes.
Little tiny holes. But then you get bee droppings. But I guess the point is it is legal. It's perfectly legal. I'm told it makes a great gift, so mail somebody a bee today and tell us that we said it's okay.
Okay.
I imagine it applies to all insects?
I don't know.
Okay.
Praying mantis?
Sure. But you need a bigger box.
How'd you get a fine?
So we have a special section here on live animals. Okay. This book covers everything, so live animals. Okay, live day-old chickens, ducks, geese, partridges, pheasants, guinea fowl, quail, and turkeys are acceptable in the mail only under the conditions listed below. First of all, I don't know what a live day-old chicken is. I guess they mean a little chick, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I mean, we're all a day old or something like that. Pheasants may only be mailed during the period April through August, so if you're thinking of mailing a pheasant, think again. The period is over. They must be presented for mailing in the original unopened hatchery box from the hatchery of origin. The date and hour of hatching must be noted on the box by a representative of the hatchery who has personal knowledge thereof. Okay, they must not be over 24 hours old. Okay, they cannot be more than 24 hours old, so they can't be... I mean, we're talking about little tiny chicks, then.
Who would mail a chick, a little tiny chick?
Well, they say live day-old chicken, so that gives me the impression that you've got, like, a full-grown chicken there. You can't mail a chicken.
I don't know, but they're allowed to search through your mail now? That's what you're trying to get at? That they're,
Well, we're just trying to understand how it all works, you know? We're just trying to understand the regulations, because there's a lot of regulations here, and
they're not allowed to search through something unless they think it's dangerous or whatever. Right?
Well, yeah, but you know, how far can they go?
I guess if it was a threat to someone, I guess that's as far as they can go.
Right, but everything is a threat to somebody at some point.
Well, I mean, that would harm, you know, physically harm them.
Well, again, it's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
But let me finish with these poultry regulations, because they are important. The box must be properly ventilated and of proper construction and strength to bear safe transmission in the mail. These boxes must not be stacked more than 10 high. They can be delivered to the addressee within 72 hours of the time of hatching, regardless of whether the addressee resides in town or on a rural or highway contract route. They must
Everybody writing this down out there?
I sure hope so, because I don't intend on repeating it.
Everybody has their pen and paper out there writing this down?
They must be mailed sufficiently early in the week to avoid receipt at the office of address. In case of missed connections on a Sunday, on a national holiday, or on the afternoon preceding a Sunday or holiday, so mail your chicks.
That's right. That's important.
Yeah. Shipments must not be forwarded to the addressee from the office of origin address, nor returned to mailer. If delivery cannot be made to either the addressee or sender within 72 hours of the time of hatching, but will be disposed of in accordance with 159.437B1. And we'll get into that later. And I think that's pretty much it as far as the things that apply to people around here. Yeah, day-old poultry vaccinated with Newcastle disease are non-mailable. Okay, and day-old pheasants may only be accepted in the mail during the period April through August, which we've already mentioned. As far as other animals, small, harmless, cold-blooded animals, except for snakes and turtles, which do not require food or water or attention during handling in the mail, and which do not create sanitary problems or obnoxious odors, are mailable. For example, the following are mailable: baby alligators and caimans. What's a caiman?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, a caiman's not exceeding 20 inches in length. Bloodworms, earthworms, mealworms, salamanders, leeches, lizards, snails, and tadpoles. Those are all okay. You can mail all those.
I got them all written down.
Okay.
Mail, and I have all the dates that I can mail them on.
This is important. I mean, look, you know.
Well, I was planning on mailing some caimans.
I got to find out what a caiman is, and I can find out if I can mail it. Adult chickens, turkeys, guinea fowl, doves, pigeons, pheasants, partridges, and quail, as well as ducks, geese, and swans, sent by express mail in biologically secure containers approved by the Office of Classification and Rates Administration, are mailable.
I know, man.
Now, what's non-mailable? No warm-blooded animals. Like, you can't mail your dog, okay? You just can't do that. No warm-blooded animals except the specified birds under specific conditions are acceptable. The following are examples of animals which are not mailable. If you think you're mailing these animals, do not do it because they will not go through. Hamsters, mice, rats, guinea pigs, rabbits, cats, dogs, squirrels, parakeets, and canaries.
I don't know about that. I think you can mail a canary.
Okay, now bees are acceptable. We were talking about this before. Bees are acceptable in the continental surface mail when shipped in accordance with federal and state regulations to ensure that they are free of disease. Packages of honeybees must bear special delivery or special handling postage, except those sent at the first-class mail rate. Only queen honeybees may be shipped by aircraft.
What about wasps?
They have regulations for queen honeybees. I don't believe this.
Honeybees, so, how could they tell if it's a queen honeybee?
Oh, I've never seen a queen bee.
What about dragonflies and wasps? Can you mail those?
I'm getting to it. Please.
Come on, I'm getting ready to go to the post office and mail this stuff.
Well, they close tomorrow, so we have the day to prepare.
Oh, I'm putting it in the mailbox.
Everybody else has to go by land, but the queen honeybee can go by air. I think that's beautiful.
It's the queen, right?
Other live non-poisonous and non-disease-conveying insects may be sent through the mail when properly prepared for mailing and when shipped in accordance with regulations of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Live scorpions. Okay, here we go. Live scorpions, which are to be used for purposes of medical research or for the manufacture of antivenom. Oh, okay. Antivenom will be accepted only in the continental surface mail when packaged in a double mailing container, both parts of which are closed or fastened to prevent escape of the scorpions. The inner container must be of material which cannot be punctured by the scorpions and must be plainly marked live scorpions. Did you ever see an envelope that was marked live scorpions?
No, I don't know about that.
Well, if you write live scorpions on an envelope, it's bound to get some attention at the post office.
Well, they said make sure it's closed, the scorpions one. Make sure it's closed on all sides.
Well, here's my idea. It's only an idea, and don't anybody do this. But you have an envelope that's half open, and you write five scorpions on it, and just see what happens if it ever gets delivered to you.
Put a little couple dead bugs in there.
I think it might evacuate the post office or something. Cushioning materials must be used when necessary to prevent shifting of the inner container. The outer container must be of sufficient strength to prevent crushing of the package or exposure of the contents during normal handling in the mail, and also must be plainly marked live scorpions. Anything else here? I think that's pretty much it. Parcels of live animals that cannot be delivered to the addressee or returned to the sender within 72 hours or the time frame specified for delivery will immediately be disposed of in accordance with 159.437B1. And the dead bodies or parts thereof of any wild animals, wild birds, or eggs are acceptable for mailing only when they have been lawfully killed or taken.
To mail eggs?
Yeah, I guess so. You can mail eggs.
They can mail eggs. They're going to get crushed in the mail.
Well, especially if they're not cooked.
Hard-boiled eggs you can mail.
It doesn't say anything here about fish. Can you mail fish in the mail?
Yeah, you just get a fish tank and wrap it up in paper. Mail it.
Yeah, but fish really stinks, you know?
Well, they're still live in the fish tank.
You ever read the Anarchist Cookbook or whatever?
I heard
you
about it.
Steal this book. You put a fish in a safety deposit box in a bank.
Do you?
Yeah, and I'm not saying people should do this. I am not saying this at all. But if you
anybody
do something
any
like
ideas?
This,
I'm not going
to
do this.
If you do something like this and you put a fish in a safety deposit box, they have to get a court order, which takes a long time, to open the box to get the smelly fish out of there. And in the meantime, the entire bank is completely useless because they can't do anything with a fish.
Guess what? I'm not doing that.
Don't do that.
I won't. I promise.
That's been around for a long time, though. I mean, I'm not coming up with this here. That's an old one, but I think it still works.
There's some of the other things in there.
We got a section on obscene material. Would you like to hear that?
Oh, the Anarchist Cookbook.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the postal manual. I don't have that with me here.
Oh.
But there's all kinds of things to do with, as far as, causing problems.
Did it say about sexual stuff in the mail?
Yeah, they do, in fact. all right, this is kind of interesting. This is section 123.44, Other Prohibited Matter, section D, lewd or filthy matter. Obscene, lewd... I never could pronounce this word, and I really should because I use it so much. lascivious. Lascivious? Is that right?
Heard of it.
Okay. Lascivious. It's such a good word. Obscene, lewd, lascivious, or filthy publications or writings or mail containing information concerning where, how, or from whom such matter may be obtained, and matter which is otherwise mailable but which has on its wrapper or envelope any indecent, lewd, lascivious, or obscene writing or printing, any mail containing any filthy, vile, or indecent thing.
You can't get porno magazines or anything in the mail?
You see, it doesn't fit this criterion here.
It has to be wrapped in something.
It's got to be wrapped up, and it can't have lewd, filthy things on the cover or on the envelope.
Oh.
Or matter inciting to violence, any matter of a character tending to incite arson, murder, assassination, treason. Treason? Insurrection. What is insurrection? Or forcible resistance to any law of the United States or containing any threat to take the life of or to inflict harm upon. I'll let you finish it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They have too many regulations.
No, I want you to finish this sentence, okay?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have anything, you know, saying assassination, treason, insurrection, or forcible resistance to any law of the United States or containing any threat to take the life of...
The president?
Right. The president of the United States. So he's got special protection there. You're not allowed to mail anything that suggests that you take his life or even inflict harm upon him.
Someone who was going to take his life would write on the envelope plans to kill Bush.
Exactly. You cannot write on an envelope, kill President Bush.
But whoever would do that.
I probably can't even say that on the radio. Thanks a lot. Somebody wrote this on a piece of paper, and now they've gotten me in a whole lot of trouble.
FCC is coming down there right now.
Oh. I think we're going to go to music. Okay, let me just read two more little bits here. Libelous matter, any matter otherwise mailable which has on its outside wrapper or envelope or any postal card which bears on its face any libelous, scurrilous, another great word, defamatory or threatening language or a delineation or is otherwise obviously intended to reflect injuriously on the character or conduct of another.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. that's pretty much it as far as that goes.
No.
So, yeah, this, and you know how big this book is?
I could just imagine.
Well, 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper. It goes on for 720 pages.
Of all the regulations?
That's only the domestic mail manual. And it keeps getting updated, like, a couple of times a year.
Is that guy on before? He was a pretty crazy guy, huh?
Yes, the guy on before is still a pretty crazy guy.
Yeah.
But he was crazy then, and he will be crazy now.
I don't know about him.
Speaking of defamation and nasty people and all that,
yeah.
We're going to call Nazis.
Yeah?
Yeah, you think we should do that?
Where are they from?
Well, I've got a phone number for Nazis in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that, the war?
I'm sorry?
In resistance?
I don't know what particular group it is. I just know they happen to be Nazis, and they happen to be quite serious about it. So we're going to call them and...
Get me on the air, and I'll talk to them.
Well, we're going to be talking to a tape. We're not going to be talking to anything. We're going to be listening to a tape.
Oh.
And then we'll be taking more phone calls and things like that.
Hey, what happened? You called the 7-Eleven in Hawaii?
Yeah, we broke the news to the people in Honolulu about the Miss America contest. And,
yeah, that's something else. That's like they're not even in the United States.
I tell you, you know, what's the world coming to?
Yeah.
You know, they joined our nation, what, 1949 or something like that?
Yep.
And now they take the Miss America pageant from us.
Yeah, they took the whole thing and brought it to the island.
That's halfway across the world, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's something else.
I don't know. I don't know about this. This country is going to hell in a
handbasket.
A double-decker bus. Yeah, that's two. Anyway, sir, thank you very much for bearing with us for so long.
Yeah.
But we're going to call some Nazis and talk about various other things.
Okay.
Take some more phone calls.
See you later.
632-6901. 632-6901. Area code 516. The program is... Ah, yes, brain damage. And we're on until 2 o'clock. Serious Tibetan music here. There's only one line open. It's waiting for you. Rockin' Back Inside My Heart by Julie Cruz here on Brain Damage. Oh, could it be? Yes, it's time once again for an exciting, adventurous phone call to some poor, godforsaken operator someplace who we're going to confuse the living daylights out of. Stay tuned.
Right. See, I'm at a payphone right now, but the thing is, they don't use all the same numbers. Like, there's like a number here, it's like a squiggle, and there's another that's an upside down V.
Okay, I have nothing. I have no idea. I'm in the States. I don't know where you're at.
Uh-huh.
So you're calling me from the Netherlands.
Right. So you don't know how to translate the squiggle or the upside down V? Is there like a book or something to look at? I'm sorry?
I'm an American operator. So I'm in Pennsylvania. I have no idea. I don't even know what type of phone you're calling from.
Well, it's the number that's on this booth is 29, then there's a squiggle, and then there's a 1, the upside down V, and a 3. I'm sure there's a way to translate that, but...
I can't help you.
Yeah, you see, the dials here have 14 numbers on them. So, okay, I guess there's no way you would know how to dial that then.
No, sir.
Okay. All right, well, thanks anyway.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, we've done it again. We've reached out and totally annoyed, confused, and baffled an operator who for some reason thought we were calling from the Netherlands. It just goes to show that people will believe anything if you tell them. And we have some things to tell you that you better believe about the new Miss America from Hawaii. I'll get over this. I mean, I'm not really upset by it. It's just, it takes time for it to sink in, you know? Okay. The new Miss America is Carolyn Suzanne Sapp of Honolulu, Hawaii. She was crowned early this morning in Atlantic City and strode down the convention hall runway waving and blowing kisses. Miss Sapp is the first contestant from Hawaii to become Miss America. That's the bit of data I was after. And none of our listeners came through with that bit of data, I might add. But it is true, the first one from Hawaii. In a talent competition, she dazzled the judges and audience with a rousing vocal rendition of Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin'. Miss Sapp has studied voice for 2 years. Miss Sapp is 5'10", weighs 128 pounds, and has blue eyes and long brown hair. She won one of three preliminary swimsuit competitions this week in a coral bathing suit, which she wore again in last night's finals. Her favorite sports include volleyball, weightlifting, and racquetball. A junior at the University of Hawaii, Hilo, Miss Sapp is majoring in political science and international relations. She hopes to direct the Hawaii State Office of International Relations. The platform she will promote during her year's reign as Miss America is education. Miss Sapp, whose natural parents are divorced, said in an interview that parents must be more responsible for raising their children. I'm amazed that somebody with that kind of controversial statement would actually be accepted. But things just aren't as they used to be. Miss New York was chosen first runner-up. She's Marisol Montalvo of Holbrook, right here on Long Island. Holbrook. I mean, you can hear me in Holbrook. Can't hear me in Honolulu. Of course, they heard me in Honolulu before when I broke the news to them, but the second runner-up is Miss Missouri, third runner-up Miss Iowa, and fourth runner-up is Miss Mississippi. All right. We're supposed to call Nazis. We're going to do that in just a little while. Let's take some more phone calls. 632-6901. Hey, we have one open line, so all you people staying up late at night, this is your chance to vent forth and say whatever it is that needs to be said. All right. Good evening.
How you doing?
Okay. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Is Dave there?
Is Dave here?
I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Ah, that's better. Wisconsin's a fine place. What is Wisconsin most known for?
Wisconsin.
Besides the highway.
I think it has exceptional post office rules.
Well, yes, well, you know, post offices are, where is the Wisconsin post office? I don't think I've ever seen the Wisconsin post office.
It's like a hamlet of Smithtown.
Yeah?
Yeah. You probably drive through it, or if not, I don't know, do you take the LIE to Stony Brook when you go?
Yeah, you know, I take the LIE. Sometimes if I'm in a more conservative mood, I'll take the Northern State.
Well, see that? Now, if you took Nichols Road, exit 58 off the LIE, go right through Wisconsin to get down to the mall to shoot to...
Okay, now, you've just touched upon a very sore point with me. Why in God's name are there two Nichols Roads? You know, there's one here.
It was old, and then there's just Nichols.
Yeah, but they're both exits off the expressway. I can't tell you how confusing that is. You know, and I live here, and you know, it confuses me still. How do you explain to somebody from, say, Jersey, that you don't want the first Nichols Road, you want the second Nichols Road? I mean, what, have we run out of names for roads, and we have to name them twice?
But Jersey has a lot to explain to us, too. So.
Well, yeah, but I try not to get into that, because then it just gets all unpleasant, you know?
I just have a few questions for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have a 7-second delay?
Do I have one? Yes, it's over there, but right now it's not on.
Oh, okay. Oh, good audio deal there. I like that Kyle MacLachlan Tibetan mixed single-edit radio version.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that amazing?
Great. I hear that old song in there. Do you hear that bass line? What is that again? White Lines, I think?
You know, I'm not familiar with it.
I think that bass line in there was kind of lifted. I think they, you know, kind of admit to it.
Well, they don't admit to it on the record. I'm looking at it right now.
Hmm.
They thank Mark.
But...
They thank Mark McGuire and Peter Evans, but they don't say what they're thanking them for.
Hmm.
Yeah. Do you like Patsy Cline?
What was that?
Do you like Patsy Cline?
Like Patsy Cline?
Yeah. Do you know her?
Oh, I heard the name.
Yeah. Well, I just brought in a single from her too, from that I got in England, a live version of a song. Which, if there's enough interest, maybe I'll play it later.
Yeah.
But that's yeah, the Julie Cruz thing is really incredible, though.
Yeah, that is. It's a very good mix. When are you calling the Nazis?
I was going to call them sometime between now and 2.
Oh, good. Okay, then let's get through this thing, because I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Have any other thoughts on Miss America, the TV season, or Clarence Thomas?
Actually, I want to... Well, Clarence Thomas, I think Roger Ailes probably got to him. He doesn't know the politically correct thing to say, so he's not going to say anything.
That's it in a nutshell, yes.
I don't think it goes any further than that. And, you know, Rand Roger Ailes, he does a good job, and he's advising him, you know, correctly, because I guess when it comes down to votes, if you're playing a numbers game, I guess you may as well play the game right.
Right. Well, they say at this point that he's pretty much a shoo-in, which means that unless he really does something horrible, he's got it.
He could screw the whole thing up if he, let's say, mails queen bees.
If it can be revealed that he did that in the past.
Yeah, I think that could screw everything up.
But he's only on the stand one more day. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah, and then the next 4 days will be witnesses for him and against him, and some of the witnesses against him should be quite interesting.
Well, that should be neat.
Yeah, but the whole thing is going to be here on USB, so turn on your radio and you can hear it.
Always do.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling, and good luck to you in Wisconsin.
I know you want to get to this, but I really got a few things, because it's tough to get through. Like you say, it's easy, but I've been hanging on for like 45 minutes.
You've been ringing for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least... Unlike other radio stations, we don't pick up the phone and start billing you. Well, we don't bill you at all, but, you know,
yeah.
If we picked up the phone and put you on hold, then you'd be paying for the call. Of course, you're in Wisconsin, so it wouldn't cost you anything anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, it is a bit of a commitment to leave your phone ringing for 45 minutes. When
so just a few things I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
That graffiti thing?
Yeah.
That caller, what was he, like 3 callers ago?
That was actually quite a while ago.
He was, have you ever seen Sib Mac painted all over the place?
Where, on Long Island?
Yeah, S-I-B, and then usually underneath it or next to it, M-A-C. And it's just really annoying because I thought it was just my neighborhood painting every storefront and store side and billboard and everything. But then I'm driving through Melville, I see it, and I drive through Centerport, I see it, and then I drive out east, I see it.
Okay.
Maybe it's like a graffiti organization.
Maybe it is, but I'll tell you something that annoys me even more, and it's right here on the Stony Brook campus, all over the place, on rocks. you see... letters of these fraternity groups everywhere, you know? And the university lets people do this. They let people write these meaningless letters on rocks because they're fraternities and they're groups that are accepted. But if you write something else, you know, something that means something like, think or...
Die for oil.
No blood for oil, anything like that. That gets scrubbed off right away. But if you paint a fraternity sign on, something that is completely useless, you know?
That's allowed.
And that's graffiti. Yeah, that's graffiti, too. But, you know, I think Sid Mac or whatever means more than Phi Alpha Delta or whatever they call themselves.
Well,
it's fun to be part of a social group.
It's a lot like the
group.
Sid Mac thing. They don't know who's really doing it. You know, it'd be tough to catch the fraternity that did it because the letters, they're also confusing.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't know who to go after.
Yeah, it's true. And it's, I guess, part of the whole graffiti culture.
So where is Twin Peaks?
Where is Twin Peaks?
Thus Forever?
Well, in what sense do you mean it? Where is it?
It's off the air, and it kind of relates to the Julie Cruz thing because she works closely with David Lynch, producing and stuff like that.
Well,
segue, but maybe you'd know.
Twin Peaks, the TV show is off, but they are making Twin Peaks the movie. It's called Fire Walk With Me. It's filming right now in that little town in Washington.
Really?
Yeah, so that should be out by Christmas time, I understand.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and the actual show, that's not going to be back, but I think there's going to be something like 3 films.
Good.
From what I hear, those are just rumors, but the show itself is gone. I mean, it was too experimental. But, you know, it was funny, because I was going through some of my videotapes today. You know, I record things, and I have to write down where they are.
Right.
And I found an old episode of Twin Peaks, and I was just captivated by it, watching it again, seeing all these little nuances. And, you know, yeah, it went kind of nutso, you know, in the end there.
It got
out of hand, but still, it was so much better than anything else that was on.
It was good while it lasted.
Yeah, and I'm glad it was here, and I'm glad that they shared all that with us. And it had so many elements that were perfectly tied together. For instance, the music. They had the filming was done so well, the dialogue, the producing. You know, it all was one neat package. And it's so rare that you see something that well done.
Oh, yeah. One of the neatest things, it's so timeless.
It is. It's very timeless.
It's bizarre in that sense.
You have, you know, these concepts of fire and good and bad, you know.
Oh, all the elements are in there.
All those elements.
Waiting for us.
And it's, you know, it shouldn't be looked upon as something bad that it stopped because, you know, in England, for instance, they have TV series and they run for one season and that's it. They stop because they have a beginning and they have an end. Of course, Twin Peaks didn't really have an end.
No.
They left more questions than ever. And that, so if it had ended, that would have been a bit nicer, I guess, for most of us.
It kind of floated into the night.
It sure did, yes.
Like the Julie Cruise album.
It took us with them.
Oh, your phone pranks are very good.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Ever heard of phone pranks tape floating around out there?
I'll tell you, if you have a phone pranks tape, send it to me. You know, anybody out there, please send us whatever phone things you have, because we'll air it. We'll put it on the air, definitely.
Oh, well, some of it's you know, a little bit foul, but I'm sure you could beep it or whatever.
Yeah, we have a beeper here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it beeps whenever we need things to beep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who should I put it to?
Send it to me, Eric Corley over at WUSB, State University of New York, at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794.
Well, I knew the address already.
Oh, okay. Well, in case people out there didn't know it, now they do.
Cornley.
Sorry?
Eric Cornley?
No, Corley.
Corley.
Right.
Okay. Huh.
And that ought to work.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, maybe, you know, some night I listen to shows and I don't know if anyone really forms their own opinions or just absorbs them from other places and kind of tailors it to themselves or whatever, but I have a tough time categorizing myself, figuring myself out as far as where I stand on a lot of things.
Well, you know, I don't categorize myself on anything. I really don't, except for the fact that I'm alive. That's about it.
Hmm. I think it'd be neat to try. Like, I know I'm wishy-washy on a lot of things. A lot of things I'm pretty solid on. I think it'd be cool to take the average listener down your road of questions, kind of like a line of questioning as to, you know, things like everything from abortion to gun control to, you know, ethics committees involved with the president, things like that.
Yeah, sort of a listener questionnaire, eh?
Yeah, maybe you ought to, you know, whip one up and I'll catch you next week.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Come forward to...
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut you off. But 632-6901 is our telephone number. It was a caller from Wisconsin. Exciting town of Wisconsin, which I still don't know what it's famous for, but I know it's around here someplace. Long Island is like that. You know, when you're overseas, which I was a while ago, a few weeks ago, every town is different, you know? Every town means something. It's got a history behind it, and there's space. Okay, get this. Space from one town to the next. You know, you travel, like, on a road, and then you come to the town, and then you're in the town, and you see the townspeople, and then you hang out in the town, and you visit the town, and you see the town, then you leave the town, and then you have space before the next town. You know, that's how it works. Here on Long Island, it's just what... How you doing? What town are you in?
Hi, I'm from Shoreham.
Shoreham, okay. We've heard from a caller from Shoreham before tonight.
Oh, yeah, I heard that guy.
Yeah? It wasn't you, was it?
What?
It wasn't you, was it?
No.
Okay. Just curious. What's on your mind?
Well... You know, I like to talk about, you know, a lot of people have been calling there tonight. And, the guy that was just on was talking about that, you know, the go on the wall there.
Talking about what?
That, you know, that stuff, the graffiti.
Oh, graffiti, yeah, graffiti.
Vandalism.
Uh-huh.
What's he talking about, SIB?
What's he, it was,
What's that? What, a kid... out and write that stuff?
One of the more popular graffiti signatures, Sid something.
Yeah, I think he said SIB, right?
SIB, it could be that too, I'm not sure.
That and over in, you know, I don't know where, Long Island, but, and I saw it a lot, it said SIB check, C-H-E-K.
Okay.
You see that?
No, I never saw that one.
I bet people seen that, too, because that looks pretty popular.
It does. Well, do you think...
Like, down in my town, it says a Shoreham, you know, SBR1.
SBR1.
Yeah, and CER1. It looks like Cerrone, but he makes a 1 sometimes, so I guess it's CER1, SBR1.
So, you know these people, or you know of these people?
It's everywhere. My town in Shoreham.
And
the whole place is filled with the SBR.
Okay, well, apparently there's a lot of this going around. And do you think this is a positive thing or a negative thing?
Tell you the truth, no.
No what?
Because they rode on my neighbor's van once, and, you know, it doesn't look too good in the kid's driveway over there.
No, it probably doesn't.
I mean, you know, maybe the kids are getting popular.
Uh-huh.
The SB on the CEO, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to just see, I don't know, more variety or imagination with graffiti.
I know, right? You know, if I did that stuff when I was a kid, I'd do the big letters with the colors. I like that in the city. You see that shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the graffiti is really imaginative and artistic, but some of it just looks like, you know, squiggles. And we don't need that.
Like you can't read it, right?
Right. I mean, what good is that? You know, it's just...
You were talking about before, college symbols. I don't like that. I mean, well, maybe they're allowed to write it, but if I catch them writing college symbols anywhere near my house, I don't like that.
Well, you see,
I don't like those college preppies.
Well, you see, what they do is it's you know, an accepted symbol, and it's what they do for the fraternity. And they get their little symbols everywhere, which is fine. But the fact of the matter is that this is accepted and everything else is looked upon as bad. And I think that's really phony to do that.
That's what I don't like.
Plus, I have yet to have anybody explain to me the purpose.
I don't like that pie, you know. What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, people put so much energy into fraternities instead of putting energy into things that really mean something, like,
yeah,
you know, changing the world, saving the environment, or just doing anything.
There are college kids that believe in that stuff, the peace stuff. You know, I don't go for that.
You don't go for peace?
No, but believing in it so strongly like they do, and they're believing in their fraternities.
Well, you see, when you're in college, okay, you believe in things a lot more. You have a lot more energy. And what I see happening here is that energy is being channeled into something relatively useless, namely a fraternity, a sorority that just has, you know, their various social functions and things like that. But they don't really take a stand. They don't really do things that will make a difference. And, of course, administration is very happy with that because there won't be any trouble. But I think you need trouble, you know, on various levels in order to get change. You know, I mean, a lot changed from the 60s, and there was a lot of bad stuff in the 60s, too, but a lot of good came out of that, and it wouldn't have happened if you didn't have some trouble, you know?
Yep. Hey, well, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but as the guy was talking before,
right,
the phone pranks.
Right.
Now, listen, have you ever heard them, the good ones?
Well, I don't know. What are the good ones?
Well, I got real good ones. I mean, I know a lot of people have got them, and sorry, because they're, you know, original here, but, you know, my friend gave me a tape, and they are funny. I mean, you know, when I'm talking fun, they call it the pizza joint and prank this guy and curse at him, you know.
Well,
I mean,
what's funny about that?
Oh, I mean, giving them a hard time, I know, maybe get mad, I'm sorry, right?
Well, you know, sometimes people's reactions are funny, but if you're harassing somebody, that's
No, they don't harass them, but they change your voice, make it like a foreigner, you know, voice, and it's like an Italian guy that answers a phone. And just, it's funny hearing this guy do a voice of like a foreigner, you know, saying like the pizza is bad, but, you know, just for a joke, and maybe they think it's a joke, and they go along with it, and so they mean, you know?
Well, as long as there's no hard feelings afterwards, that's, you know.
Sometimes I don't think so. I think, you know, sometimes the people that are there like going along with it themselves here.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's, no wrong doing. I mean, you want to hear, I think you want to hear them. You said send them in. I could send you in a bunch.
Well, send me in a bunch and we'll judge them here. And if they're good, we'll air them. How's that?
I think you'll like some of them, man.
Okay, look forward to getting that.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. We got to call some Nazis. Okay. Yes, Brain Damage is the show that calls Nazis as well as other things. We'll take calls from you, too, up until we're off the air, which is at 2 o'clock, 632-6901. We have two open lines, so feel free to just run in and take those two open lines. Excuse me. Ah, yes. Time to call Nazis, and where exactly are these Nazis? We don't know. We don't know where they are. We don't really want to know where they are, I guess. But let's listen to what they say, and call in with your comments. Ah, wise guys. Okay, they beat me to it. Let's try it one more time, then we have another number. We're prepared for this kind of thing. What if that's one of our listeners that knew what the number was and just called it first to make it... How do you like that? Who would be calling Nazis at 2 in the morning on a Saturday? Okay, let's try something else. Let's try... What, more Miss... Okay, all right, we got another Miss America bulletin. And we'll try the number one more time. Donald Trump. Oh, okay. Wait, you want to talk about Donald Trump? Did you see the piece in the newspaper today about Donald Trump? It's disgusting. Donald Trump was seen in Kmart. He was seen shopping in Kmart with his wife, Ivana. Okay? Who cares? Who cares the fact that he's in Kmart with his wife shopping for his stupid kid? I don't care. Listen to this article on Newsday. We knew times were bad, but really, darlings, and they spell it the stupid way, we had no idea they were this bad. Yes, that stricken-looking couple is Donald Trump, erstwhile billionaire, and ex-wife Ivana shopping at a Kmart in Sanatoga, Pennsylvania. How humiliating. It's been a hard year for the Donald. First, there is the divorce. Then, he had to give up the 282-foot yacht. Then he put the Taj Mahal into bankruptcy court, and now he's hitting the bargain basement. Next, we suppose that Martha Stewart will be wielding her hot glue gun at the plaza. The Trumps, according to a spokesperson, are not broke. They were just shopping for back-to-school supplies for their son, Donald Jr., 14, known to intimates as Donnie. Excuse me. Seems that Donnie is attending the Hill School, an exclusive boarding school in nearby Pottstown, which... boasts alums the likes of Secretary of State James Baker, movie director Oliver Stone, and the son of World War II General George Patton. The Trumps drove him to school this week and stopped by Kmart on Wednesday to pick up the normal things that a child needs when he's starting school. Onlookers say the doting parents emerged pushing two shopping carts full of, among other things, sheets, comforters, shampoo, pencils, and a houseplant. Nothing fancy. The plant was, according to... photographer John Strickler of the Pottstown Mercury, just a little plant and a little thing, you know, just a plant. And that's a quote. Strickler said he staked out the Kmart parking lot after getting a call from a tipster, one of our subscribers. Small towns are like that. But I never expected to find him. In yet another folksy touch, the Trumps personally loaded the stuff into the trunk of their dark blue Mercedes. Mary, they really went into detail on this. Mary Harakza, assistant store manager at the Kmart, said the Trumps shopped alone and were not accorded any special treatment. Harakza declined to say how much they spent, but she did say that Donald tried to pay by American Express and was politely turned down. We don't take American Express at this particular Kmart. And so he paid cash. What page do you think that was on, folks? 43, 57, 122? Page 3. Page 3 of Newsday. Hang your head in shame. Justice Thomas was on page 7 or something like that. Ah, yes. Donald Trump took ex-wife Ivana to Kmart, but this makes the AP, too. but took fiancée Marla Maples to the Miss America pageant. The couple had front row seats for the Miss America pageant in Atlantic City last night and appeared early in the national broadcast with hosts Reggie Philbin and Kathy Lee Gifford. Gifford noted that the couple announced their engagement on the host television show Live with Reggie and Kathy Lee. Who cares? At one point, Philbin pressed cash in Trump's hand, insisting that the owner of three casinos here stop bugging him. Trump and Maples smiled but didn't speak. Trump was a judge for the pageant's finals 2 years ago. And then they go into a story about the Kmart incident. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what the priorities here are. Okay, we're going to try Nazis again. See if we bought enough time there. Dialing for Nazis on brain damage.
Attention operator, this number accepts no correct calls. You reach war, light and resistance. September is back to school time. Unfortunately, it's also black to school time. Attempt for all the other mud races to be processed through another year of scholastic charade, which does them no good while making education for white students almost impossible. Virtually all the problems with schools today can be traced indirectly or directly to non-whites. every educational aptitude test ever administered shows that most non-whites have less basic intelligence and learning ability than whites. In addition, their culture, in many cases, simply does not value education highly. Yet despite these deeply ingrained deficiencies, the school system is forced to devote more and more time, effort, and resources to remedial education programs for non-whites. The consequence is larger class size and inadequate attention and learning materials for white students who could put them to good use. Another major drain on resources is bilingual education, thanks to anti-white legislation that says immigrants must be taught in their own language instead of in English. The sheer number and variety of immigrants, in fact, is overwhelming our urban schools. Worse still, the presence of non-white in school constantly threatens order and discipline. In many schools, rampant violence, especially by niggers, gives a new meaning to the term the blackboard jungle. Teachers and students are intimidated and mugged, shaken down for lunch money, or whatever else these baboons can get away with, and have been diagnosed as suffering a form of combat fatigue. Yet few efforts are made to discipline the mud because white teachers and administrators fear being called racist, while non-white officials either don't care or secretly think it's cool to see their soul brothers thrashing the white kids. Affirmative action has also crippled the schools by forcing them to hire more unqualified non-white staff. And finally, predominantly Jewish so-called education experts have undermined curriculum content by displacing solid traditional subject matter in favor of teaching life adjustment skills, pro-diversity propaganda, and sex education. Small wonder so many white students lack a basic mastery of math, history, and writing skills. It's no coincidence that the sad decline of our once good school system began with integration and busing. Today we see the results, as more and more is spent with less and less results. It's time we all learned a basic, very important lesson. You can send the muds to school, but you can't make them think. This is War, P.O. Box 424987, San Fagsicco, California, 94101. Or leave a message at 979-5806. Hail victory!
Unbelievable. San Fagsisto? Huh, boy. Well, that particular one has been around for quite some time. In fact, I want to try that number they gave to leave messages and see if that actually is around and what they say.
It's time for another area news update sponsored by White Urban Renewal with the man the mudscum hate the most, Joe Kerr. Hello, Sandbag Sicko. I saw a beautiful sight this week while driving along Market Street. A nigger shot another nigger right in the melon. The Sandbag Sicko cops were there pretty quick for a change because the new cop shop is across the street, and they heard the shot. So they put their donuts down and walked across the street into the crowd of monkeys. The cops were all waving their guns and shouting obscenities while they tried to figure out what was happening. They pointed their guns at the crowd and hollered, "Everybody get down." So one nigger turned on his ghetto blaster, and the crowd danced. Simple breakdown in communication. In niggerese, get down means dance. So say, "Everybody get down," and they gets down. Anyway, it turned into a real Chinese fire drill as Chinese cops arrived and started chasing away witnesses who were trying to tell them what had happened. Cops were running up and down the street waving guns. One of them stumbled into the nigger who did it and got him. Great work. Two niggers eliminated for the price of one. They couldn't figure out where he ditched the gun, so with any luck, another nigger picked it up and will repeat the performance with the same economic results. Right on. One of our regular callers had some disgusting news. It seems that the New York schools under nigger mayor David Denkins have initiated a program to boost the self-esteem of mudscum and reduce the self-esteem of the white children. If any of our regular East Coast callers can get me some articles on this and send it to me, I'll report on it further. Comments and answers time. No more requests for movie reviews. Call Siskel and Ebert. Hello, SDI, a great group of patriots. American Woman. Due to problems with shipping and receiving, the tapes were not delivered to the station in time for airing, so the program is off the air. Since they were all reruns anyway and copies can be purchased from Fallbrook, we are not planning in the immediate future to have it put back on the air until new shows are taped. Don't worry. New episodes are being planned, some written by guess who? Tiny. While we would accept the donations, They will have no effect on my updates. I do them when I can spare the time. Donations go to printing costs and voicemail payments and similar expenses. Someone claiming to be a DJ for a station called KFJC says he wants to air my messages. If he's for real, it's fine with me. I personally never heard of the station. I listen to KSN and KRQR myself, or KGO and the Rush Limbaugh Show on KNBR. Craig in Temecula, since I usually only call idiots once, I didn't save your number. If you still feel stupid, leave it again. Revolt, I don't understand your last call. Are you mistaking me for Dear Abby? Vindicator, where are you? Max, you have a good idea. Variations on it have been done before. Have fun. For a few who keep asking, I'm German and Scott from Texas. Pure Southern white pride. And no, I don't get paid for this. It's part of my civic duty as a patriot. For the silly bitch who calls 10 times in a row with stupid comments, let me tell you how it works. When I scan the messages, the computer tells me that I have a cluster of messages in a short time span. Your voice is easily recognized. As soon as I hear it, I erase the entire cluster. You used to amuse me when you'd leave some rambling bit of stupidity, then call back to say, I agree with the previous caller. But now you bore me, and I don't listen to your messages. So, get a life, try a drug and alcohol rehab program, maybe liposuction and cosmetic surgery and a personality implant. We'll help you to get a boyfriend, and you can spend less time calling me. Okay, boys and girls, get your pencils and paper handy. In a moment, I'm going to be giving some phone numbers and an address correction. For those of you who are still waiting for mail, that's not my job. The guy who handles that is still partying on his summer vacation. Write to him and gripe. And a reminder for you out-of-town callers, if you really want me to call you, it's going to be collect only. Good news for the South Bay, lightning in a freak storm managed to strike some Mexicans. So free refried beaners for everyone. Okay, got those pencils ready? I'm going to be doing this fast. Here's some more hotlines to call. I'm not sure if they're all still working, but you can try them and find out. In Georgia, area code 404-967-3479 and 404-854-5101. In Florida, 407-352-1642 and 904-575-8749. Connecticut, area code 203-734-4105. Pennsylvania, area code 215-373-8866. New Hampshire and Maine, area code 603-772-6038. Oklahoma, area code 918-747-9786. Seattle, area code 206-292-1457. San Diego, here's several. Area code 619-723-8996. 619-492-8946. 619-496-6612. Mississippi, 601-775-3238. Los Angeles, 818-546-5453 and 714-664-5188. Philadelphia, 412-734-8312. Dallas, 214-263-3109. Santa Rosa, 707-523-9322. I hope to add some to the list from time to time. Meanwhile, this should keep you busy. Still got those pencils? Good. Now, don't blame me for this one. Blame the guy in charge of the mail. Our correct P.O. box number is the one I've been giving out for a year, not the one I gave you last week. Write to White Urban Renewal at P.O. Box 4987, San Francisco 94101. Leave your message or tell me what you've done for your race lately. Death threats or drunken, drug-induced rambling fantasies at the beat tone are always welcome. White power and white victory. Had to do it fast because I was running short on time on this one.
Well, for those of you wondering why we aired that in its entirety, is to demonstrate that for those of you that believe that it's all just fantasy, it's out there. It's out there. It's very real. It's very big. It's growing. It's in lots of places. Yeah, you know, that was, from a technical point of view, that was not just an answering machine. That was a voice mailbox. Now, a voice mailbox is something, it's electronic in nature. They store the messages on computer disk, and it can handle more than one phone call at once. But, you know, a couple of interesting things about that, and I'm only pointing this out for the sake of information. those things are very hackable. In other words, if you call this thing up and you're able to guess the password, you can get in and you can listen to messages and you can change messages and all kinds of things like that. And another thing with voice mailboxes, they're very easy to fill up. Usually, they have a maximum of 10 messages that can be recorded, and the messages don't have to be a particular length. You can call up and say perhaps 2 words, and then hang up, and then call up and say 2 words again, and hang up, and you do that 10 times, and the mailbox is full and unusable. Just pointing out some of the disadvantages of voicemail. If you'd like to experiment, the number is 415-979-5806. Nazis. Yep, and in this day and age, you got people like that. And yes, we call San Francisco, but, they're in New York. They're in New York, they're on Long Island, they're everywhere. And you got to keep your eyes open. 632-6901, tell us what you thought about that. Good evening.
Hello.
How you doing?
Greetings, it's the know-all.
I'm going to put you on hold for a second, I'll come back to you. Good evening.
How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
You know that Sib Mac thing?
Yeah, the graffiti.
That S-I-B means Strong Island Boys.
Oh, right, of course. I should have known that. Strong Island Boys.
They're a...
Are they racist or what?
I've been told that they were a skinhead gang.
Uh-huh. So they are right here on Long Island. Yes, I've heard some nasty things about them.
Yep. And there's a couple gangs in my neighborhood. Not in my neighborhood, but in my town, which is Central Islip. And there's something in the newspaper about them. And the police said that they're pretty much dead and gone.
Well, of course the police will say that.
Yeah, and the police are very wrong.
What do you see?
I see them in my school. When I used to go to high school, I used to see them all the time.
And what kind of things do these people do?
They're pretty much drug dealers and beating people up for no apparent reason, things like that. You know, equality gang activity.
Yeah.
I don't know, just goes to show how good our police system is.
So did you hear the Nazi thing?
Yeah, I heard that.
What'd you think of that?
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah? Do you think that kind of thing went on here?
We're in Long Island.
Well, that was actually in California, but did you think people actually spoke like that or had services where people got together and traded stories about...
I don't think SIB's involved in that. They seem just a little bit too ignorant and young to be doing that. That seemed like the thing in California seemed like a well thought out and what's the word, like more mature kind of thing done by adults.
Yeah.
As opposed to like teenagers.
Which do you think is more frightening?
The adults, actually.
I agree.
They can voice their opinion intelligently to those in the powers that be. And they can make people believe a lot better than idiots just yelling white power.
Right, but if the adults are able to influence the younger people.
Yeah, then they got more people in their little thing.
Exactly, and they also have muscle power and all that kind of thing.
Yep.
So it's something to watch out for, to really be careful about.
Yep.
And the reason I air these kind of things is to show people just what is out there. And to show them what they've got to be looking out for. It's not just something that we make up, not something that we say is some sort of a nebulous threat, but it's something that exists, it's real. There's people out there that want to do all kinds of horrible things, and you've got to know that.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Central Islip.
Central Islip. Okay, well, thanks very much for calling.
Hey, have a good night.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Mr. Radio on the other line if he talks about something that has to do with anything. Good evening.
Eric, I don't like being put on hold. I'm the biggest celebrity ever to come out of Neff's concert.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling from my car phone.
I won't argue with that.
Many things to banter on the picnic tables. The gentleman that you called the tape, the last guy, the name was Joe Kerr. I don't agree with everything he said. Not, about 10% I agreed with.
Wait, what did you agree with?
But let me just finish. I like his personality, though. He seems like a guy who you would like to have in your passenger seat. I mean, a fun gentleman, a fantastic personality. I don't agree with his thinking, but the way he comes across is somewhat wacky, if you will.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's talking about...
I know why, that's ridiculous, but he's kind of funny.
He's talking about killing people, for God's sake.
No, I'm just saying he's ridiculous, but I like his, the way he presents himself. He's a big entrepreneur.
All right, let me ask you this. Should he be taken seriously?
Excuse me?
Should he be taken seriously?
He's wacky, though. He's doing
okay, he's a wacky guy. Okay, I'll give you that. He's a wacky person. But should he be taken seriously?
I think he should run for county executive if he's for Long Island.
I think he should run for the Pacific Ocean.
Joker is kind of funny. Yeah. I'm not saying, his presentation, not his things against the blacks. So that is 100% wrong. But he's kind of wacky, the way he's going. He's outrageous, if you will.
Just don't use the word wacky anymore. Otherwise, every time I hear the word wacky in the future, I'm going to think of Nazis, and I don't want to do that.
Many other things to banter on the picnic table. Let's see, what else do I have to mention? Oh, Long Island does not need another shopping center. I mean, don't we have too many...
Well, who is saying that we do need another shopping center?
I just want to put this on the table. There's so many shopping centers. There's so many potholes in the town of Brookhaven. Henry Akampori, she's still running...
Henrietta Akampori, not Henry, Henrietta.
I have a message for you, Henrietta. Fill the potholes and pave the roads, baby, because I hate driving through Brookhaven. I love Smithtown because they don't have potholes. I mean, you go into Brookhaven, you got potholes and you got trash. They don't pick up the trash. What else do I have to mention? If anybody would like to join the Mr. Radio fan club, no membership fee. If you would like details, get a pen, a crayon, or the kind of marker, and write Mr. Radio Fan Club, P.O. Box 2355, that's in Selden, New York. What's the zip code, Mr. Radio?
11784.
11784-0655.
Only one P.O. box, eh?
Yes, again, it's P.O. Box 2355, Selden, New York, 11784. Don't forget the zip. Oh, speaking about the mail. Now, I've never done this. I've heard this scam, so I just want to tell people I don't endorse it.
And we are not, even though we're talking a lot about mailing animals through the mail and
I just want to tell people never to do this.
We don't endorse any of this kind of thing.
I just want to tell people never to do this. It's against the law,
don't
but
do
I've
it.
Heard it being done.
Okay.
Is say you want to send a letter to anyone, okay, and you don't want to pay a stamp. I know, I heard a scam is that you put the person you want to send the letter to in the return address section and put your address in where you really put the senders.
Well,
you reverse them.
That's kind of an old scam, but also...
It's illegal. Don't do it.
Hello? Are you on a payphone?
Yes, please.
What?
You have 10 cents credit.
Thank you.
Please deposit 10 cents more.
Hold on a
second.
For the
past 2 minutes.
If you have 10 cents credit, why does she want 10 cents more?
That doesn't make sense. But
you said you were calling from your car phone before. Sounds an awful lot like a pay phone to me.
10 cents.
She's getting pretty threatening there. Sounded like she was grinding her teeth when she said it last time.
You have 15 cents credit toward overtime.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Hello. I think we should induct Lister U and Ho into the Long Island Broadcasting Museum.
Can I just address your last point, though, about putting the return address on?
Yeah.
Most mail facilities will be able to tell that you mailed it from a point closer to the return address, quote unquote, than to the destination address. And they will say, yo, this guy is up to something. Do not process this mail. Now, there is a way around that, though, which you also should not do because it would be wrong. But if you were, say, mailing a letter from, say, White Plains or something to say, Middle Island, okay? And you wanted to do that little scam, what you would do is you'd put the return address of Middle Island on the thing, and you would drive to Middle Island and drop it in the mailbox there. That way it would look like it actually came from there.
Right,
you see?
I know what you're saying.
So it would go back there. So,
well, you know, I see what you're saying.
Right, so you should always go to the post office. If you go to the post office that you wanted to go to and mail it there, it will. I'm sure that will work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What else?
Save yourself 29 cents.
Now, I think we should induct Lister Yuen Ho's body into the Broadcasting Museum. Maybe we'll get a wax replica of Lister Yuen Ho. Is that his name? And Tony White with his disco records. What else start to talk about? I got big news. Big news. I am right now going to send a letter to Norm Devoskin and Roberto Tirado from News 12 and ask them if they would like to appear on your show to talk about weather. Would you be interested in doing a show?
That would be the culmination of my life.
To meet, have you ever seen Roberto Tirado?
I've dreamed about Roberto Tirado.
he brings pleasure to me. Roberto, every time I see him on News 12, he's funny. And this man, his career, he was at the top of his game working at Channel 11, but then he went down the tube.
What happened?
He ended up at News 12 Long Island, that station, that cable channel's firing all their people, their cutbacks there at News 12. Have you ever met Lee Tyrell? She's the morning news anchor. She's very sexy.
No, I have not.
She is so hot. Lee Tyrell. Ooh. I think she's married, though.
Uh-huh.
But, don't you think I should be on the radio in the morning? I am so controversial. People compare me to Howard Stern. Some say I steal his, his ad-libs, if you will. But I should be doing mornings at a Long Island station. I am with Stiltskin. I mean, and Dave Fita. We are the three.
What does this button over here do?
What?
Oh. Oh, I get it. So if I push that button, I just get another phone line, and he's gone. Ah. Nice button. I like this button. Let's go to another phone call. Good evening.
Dude, this is the dude from California, Heil Hitler.
No, it's not. Don't talk like that. You didn't say dude once.
Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
It was psycho stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
When you listen to a Screwdriver album, and these guys believe what they say, it is sick. And the guy that's going for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas?
He's all quiet and stuff.
Yeah.
Out there, you know? Al Sharpton, you know? You know, where is he, you know?
Oh, what an impression. Al Sharpton running for the Supreme Court.
No,
that would be interesting.
Oh, God.
I object to that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me. He'd say that to everything that you know. Yeah, he would refuse to cooperate. He would walk out the door. That would be a great Saturday Night Live sketch, wouldn't it? Justice Sharpton. Yeah. Any other points or questions?
Graffiti? All I know is a big rock on the way to work, you know, where Victor Wright to go into Stony Brook Hospital.
Oh, yeah, that rock has been there forever.
It always changes, but it's a good change.
Now, can you answer me a question? That rock has been painted since the 60s. Now, every time somebody paints over that, where does the paint behind it go?
Probably sucks into the rock, you know?
So, what, I mean...
It's a big rock, you know? And,
it's been painted about once a week since maybe the mid-60s. Okay, without fail. So how much paint can one rock possibly hold? Isn't it about to fall apart or something?
That'd be great to see. But,
any archaeologists out there, or geologists or whatever?
I'll lower the radio. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, a rock has been around years.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I do. Yes. Okay, well, we're going to go to another phone call.
God bless you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Did I sneeze? No. I don't know why I'm still on the air. We're supposed to have another DJ here, but he doesn't seem to be here yet. So if I get a couple more calls, I guess I'll stay on. Yeah, I know someone's going to be here at 4 in the morning. It's when the show after the show it's supposed to be on now is. But I can't stay until 4 in the morning. I can't. That's not fair. I should not have to stay here until 4 in the morning because somebody forgot to come in and do their show. I want to know. I want to know who it is. I want names. I want IDs. I want to know who's supposed to be here right now to take over for me. I can't read lips, so you might as well write it in a piece of paper. 632-6901. I'll take a couple more phone calls, and who knows what might happen. Good evening.
Good evening, Eric. I've got a couple of points I'd like to address.
Okay, you must be calling from very close, because that's a terrible line.
Well, it is pretty close, I guess. But I'm not on the campus. But you were talking about the rock being painted. And I egress from the opinion that it's been painted every week, or at least since the mid-60s, because if you check a road map circa 1972, 1973, you'd see that Nichols Road didn't extend down to where the rock is at that point.
At what point?
In the early 70s. Nichols Road didn't go down that far to where now where it meets 25A, and you'd have to go down, was it Stony Brook Road, I guess, to get on to campus at that point.
Actually, you know, Stony Brook Road had a different name. I forget what it was called, something with a hill.
Right, now they have like a stop sign every 4 inches on Stony Brook Road to make people not drive on that road because they had so many problems with people speeding to class during those periods.
Well, I remember this back in the 60s when Nichols Road didn't extend south of Neskonset Highway.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you're referring to because I think Nichols Road always went up to 25A. Otherwise, where would it go?
Right. Well, you know, there was a point where it wasn't exactly at that point. I have a question. That guy who calls himself Mr. Radio, but I say that you're Mr. Radio because you're on the radio. He's just on the telephone. He is Mr. Telephone.
Well, I like to think of myself as Mr. Telephone, too, because I'm on the telephone a lot, but...
You do a lot of good telephone things, but you're talking about the mail, and you're definitely not Mr. Mail.
Uh-huh.
But I have an interesting tidbit about the mail. Do you hear a guy named Richard Meltzer?
That name sounds familiar.
Richard Meltzer went to Stony Brook in the mid-60s, and he was one of, like, the first rock critics in the country. He wrote for, like, Crawdaddy and Rolling Stone.
Right.
He was a real rebel and a bit of an iconoclast, and he, like, would thumb his nose at the famous, and when their deeds call forth his scorn. He wrote a book called The Aesthetics of Rock, which is recently reprinted. It's regarded as a classic. And he did some interesting things with the mail. I'd like to read a little quote, if I can, to you about some stuff he would do in the mail.
Okay, read a quote.
Okay. So meanwhile, he's talking about some other things. Like you said, I was still doing things, still doing occasional visual art. I did things like send objects to people, postage due, like I'd have in the refrigerator a sandwich I'd forgotten about, which had been in there for 2 months and was covered with mold. I'd put it in an envelope, address it to someone, and it would get through, marked postage due, leaking out and everything. I sent an open can of tuna, just a can of tuna in an envelope, no return address to somebody once. The mailman wrapped it in a plastic bag and delivered it. Now it has to have a minimal amount of postage on it, or the post office throws it in the dead letter office. I did this on and off for years. I'd send dirty underwear, anything. There was a time when I wasn't throwing out garbage. I was mailing it to people. I'd look up strangers in the phone book and mail them garbage. They'd have to pay for it. $2.45 postage due, the person is interviewing says. Of course, most people paid, right? They'd be wondering, who's this from? And then he talks about how he got started doing mailings like this. So that's kind of like an interesting thing. You know, it's not your garbage. Too bad you can't do that anymore. We're going to solve a lot of our, like, landfill problems here on Long Island.
Is that it?
No, I just thought it was kind of interesting. You know, this guy went to Stony Brook and he would do that. He also did some other kind of weird things.
Well, I don't know how much weirder you can get.
Well, he said, I'd find these animals hit by cars and just dead in the street and stick them
man.
In jars, anchor them down so the thing doesn't float while the jello is still liquid and leave it in the fridge until it gelled. For a while, it was mostly squirrels that had been slammed into on Long Island where I'd been to school at that State University of New York at Stony Brook.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Or pigeons in Manhattan, which were always dying all over the place, more often than sparrows, which I'd only find rarely. And he talks about he'd give these to people. Meanwhile, they'd have to stay refrigerated in somebody's fridge, so I'd give them as gifts, birthdays, weddings, etc. And the person would be stuck having to refrigerate the thing or throw it out pretty quickly. I came on real high art with the presentation.
I give them one of these art is eternal type rants, and they'd always keep the thing for a few days or a week. They'd just be too embarrassed as art fans, intellectuals, whatever, to instantly junk it. So it's in there with the fruits, the vegetables, the cold cuts, the yogurt. They look at the thing every day, get sick, and then finally abandon the art. Yeah, that's just kind of a weird thing. I don't know if you would mail those things, but I think that's a one person who had taken five jigsaw puzzle pieces,
right,
and tied them together with string, and he put like a stamp on one, and different elements of the address in the other four, and placed it in the mailbox, and it came through to the address. That's a very diligent mail person. I would have to read that and stamp that and mail it, but it would come through. So you used to be able to do things like that. You know,
well, that's the kind of
paper,
pride in
put
work.
An address into some stamps on it, mail it to people. I mean, the post office would get a little annoyed, but, you know, it's things you can do with mail art. That's what we need more of, is mail art in this country.
Should I play that?
Yeah, cut one.
Okay. I'm going to play something on the radio, but I want to thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, you know, you guy went to Stony Brook and figured, you know, what the heck? You know, you don't get to hear, like, the history of Stony Brook too much. And this guy, you know, wrote a book everyone thinks he's famous. He was, like, mailing garbage to people in his dirty underwear. The more people, everyone at Stony Brook, take your dirty underwear and mail it to somebody. Underwear exchange or something
okay.
like that.
Thanks for sharing that wonderful idea with us.
Let's cut one.
Okay. Thanks for calling, 632-6901. I don't know what's going on here. We're going to take maybe one or two more phone calls at the most, because then we've got to get out of here and make way for the people that are obviously waiting to get on the air. And we'll get to various pieces in a little while. But first, a particularly strong show, brand new show for the new fall season, has just come to my attention. It's called Princesses. Now, get this, folks. This is it. This is the show of shows. This is going to be the hit that will stay on the air for maybe 12 years. Princesses, 8 o'clock Friday, CBS. Three struggling Manhattan women whose dreams have so far not come true, inadvertently find themselves with a one-year lease to a ritzy Manhattan penthouse. Huh? Is that a hit or what? That's a hit. That's going to be TV in the making here. All right, if you don't like that, on Fox, on Thursday nights, Drexel's Class. Irredeemable low-life Drexel is forced to take a job teaching fourth grade to pay off a whopping IRS debt. The kids in his class are pint-sized smart mouths. He's also the father of two teen daughters who are sarcastic chips off the old blockhead. I wish I had more free time so I could just watch TV all the time, because it's art, you know? Art in the making. Van Gogh, move aside. This is something that there's no comparison. I mean, I'm trying to think of words to compare this to, and there's just nothing I can come up with. 632-6901. Let's see who's out there. Good evening.
Hello, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
I almost fell asleep on the line over here.
Hey, wait a minute. We're trying to call you. We're camped onto your line. No wonder it's busy. We found him, folks. This is the guy in charge here. This is our program director, right?
Yep.
Yeah, where's the 2 o'clock DJ? Huh? It's 2:21.
I have no idea. Last I heard, he was going to come in. Of course, that was Monday or Tuesday I spoke to him.
Uh-huh. And can we give names out over the air?
Paul Weissman.
Paul Weissman, huh? Paul Weissman. Yeah, I have his social security number right here. Okay.
Oh, no pirate computer stuff.
He'll never use a credit card again. Actually, I see he hasn't used it very much at all, but that's something else.
How's the new time, Eric?
New time is just great. Up till now, it's been fine, you know. Now I'm getting sort of the stragglers calling in.
Who else is in the studio?
Arnie's standing over here right now.
Mr. Pritchett?
Yes.
The Ticketmeister?
Yeah, the Ticketmeister is here.
Hello, Arnie.
And I have a bunch of other people hanging out in the studio, you know, coming up with ideas and things like that.
Your groupies?
Groupies, yeah. Various people that sort of hang around.
Lingerers and malingerers?
Yeah, the people that live here at the radio station, too. We got those.
No, well, I'm home now, so.
Uh-huh. So you going to come in and do a show?
Maybe not.
Hey, look at this. I got a bingo. Hey, like that. It's 2:30 in the morning, and I got a bingo on the phone lines. what do you make of that?
It's a good time slot for
you. A lot of people up late.
It's people just coming home from, you know, whatever, doing whatever they're doing.
That's true.
Who was that last guy that was on the air, man?
I don't know. We don't have caller ID. I can't tell who these people are.
Sounds like the Weenie Man that terrorizes my show every week.
The Weenie Man? You have a guy called the Weenie Man that calls you?
Well, I dubbed him the Weenie Man.
That's a good dub. So anything that that you feel is worth bringing to our attention? Well, a couple of people are calling about Moscow Mailbag. They want to know if it's going to have a new time slot.
You know
still,
what I mean?
Still in consideration. That's what I told them.
Right.
apparently that's what it is. So
Moscow Mailbag.
We'll keep people appraised of the situation.
It's a good show. I like it.
Yeah. And a bunch of folks were talking about the hearings.
Right.
The Thomas hearings, which can be heard in its entirety on USB all throughout next week.
Well, I think they said they were going to try and end Monday.
Well, no, they're ending the Thomas part on Monday, but then they have all the witnesses coming in. And they're going to have a thing or two to say about...
They're dead on drugs somehow.
Well, for God's sake, it's 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday. I mean...
You know why I'm calling? I'm wide awake. And I'm just laying in bed listening to this, and I'm like, I can't believe my ears.
Well, believe them.
I'd give you a call and wonder if the bingo, if I'd get the bingo.
Well, we did get several bingos, which is very nice.
And who was that guy that was calling from his fake car phone?
That was Mr. Radio, which I'd rather not talk about right now.
He says he's a celebrity.
Well, he's a celebrity because he calls up and talks to us.
Oh, I see. All right. Anyway, I was agreeing with him about Henrietta. Henry.
Henry, as he says, yes. Henry,
yes, he's an old, you know, watch. But anyway, I was just wondering.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the guy, what about the one with S-I-B-M-A-C? And then he's giving you a whole list. Like, he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Well, he seems to know the graffiti.
That was the only normal guy, the one before him. I don't remember. That's when I just got on.
Well, we had a normal person call about 10 after 12, actually.
You've been on that long?
Yeah, we've been on since 12. But
I guess I've been listening since about 1.
Well, there was a normal person who called in at 10 after 12, and...
so you count normal people.
Oh, yeah, we keep track of them.
You only get, like, a few of those, right?
Well, yeah, but they're, you know, we do keep track. We know who the normal ones are.
Hear about the Buffalo and Lake Ronkonkoma?
The what?
The buffalo.
There's a buffalo in Lake Ronkonkoma. Now, you'll have to tell me about this.
A lady has a buffalo, and she had him for about 3 years, I guess. And they had them, he's on, you know Hawkins Avenue?
Yeah.
Right on Hawkins Avenue, and the traffic was slamming. and people were having accidents. And you know what the funny thing is? They had no ordinance against having a buffalo.
Do they now?
That's what they're trying to do. But it was so funny because, I mean, all the cars, the school buses, everything, they'd drive by and slam on their brakes. And, she almost got in some trouble, but she still got them.
There's a park in San Francisco that has a lot of buffalo roaming about, and people go over and look at the buffalo. And it's kind of unusual to see them there, and they're really smelly, too. But I can't imagine why somebody on Long Island would feel the need to go out and get a buffalo.
There's a couple of buffaloes on Long Island.
There are. Well,
some out in East... on the east end.
What do you get out of a buffalo? Are they very affectionate?
Well, I went to see him, and he plays. I mean, she tells him, go get the tire, Nicky. That's his name. And he gets it. And then he comes and waits for an apple. It's really weird.
Well, this will no doubt be page one of Newsday, right?
It's been.
Okay.
I've seen it plenty of times. So she's had him for about 3 years. But he's like a big dog. You go over there, he comes to see you. Every time he gets his company, she tells me... He just, wherever he is, he's about on an acre land, and it's right on Hawkins Avenue, so everybody could see him, but she had to cover it up, otherwise she was going to be in big trouble. But he says he'd come up to you, you know, he waits for his company, and he walks up to you, waits, you know, he loves the attention, I guess.
So that's what I like about Long Island. We have these little homey things that are always going on.
But it's in the middle of Lake Ronkonkoma, I mean, a buffalo in the middle of town down by Caldors, you know.
It's the kind of thing, you know, we just shrug off because, you know, it's Long Island. Anything's possible. Did you hear about the truck a couple of years ago that had all these live eels that turned over on the expressway?
Oh, no.
That kind of thing. that's the thing that makes this, you know, a unique place.
Well, having all these callers tonight, I think it's pretty unique. but I wouldn't keep doing that Nazi stuff, because if somebody would have tuned in when I, you know, if I would have tuned in like half an hour later, I'd be like calling up being pretty mad. I'd be calling the line saying, what's going on here? They don't do that out in the public, though, do they?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not pretty public.
I don't spend much time out in the public.
Well, being cooped up in that little office, I'm sure, you know, you must go a little crazy.
Well, they haven't let me out in quite a while. They don't want to let me out tonight either. I don't know why.
Oh, I know. I hear. Well, I hope he shows up for you so you can go home and go to bed and get some sleep and become normal.
Well, that's a lot of steps there, but we'll try.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. We've got some interesting news here about Miss America and the FBI. All right. There's, as we've been reporting throughout the night, it's a breaking story. Miss America has won the Miss America pageant. I guess that's a very stupid thing to say. Now, Miss Hawaii has won the Miss America pageant. And, yes, Miss Hawaii. And we called up a 7-Eleven in Honolulu earlier, and we broke the news to them, and they hadn't known about it because I guess they're watching it now. It's tape delayed for them. Millions watched the Miss America pageant on TV last night, but one group says they weren't in Atlantic City, the FBI. I don't understand that. Okay. All right. Now I think I understand this. That wasn't the case in 1968, according to published reports. This story is written so poorly. I'm going to start the story all over again because it's very confusing. Millions watched the Miss America pageant on TV last night, but one group says they weren't in Atlantic City, the FBI. That wasn't the case in 1968, according to published reports. I'm sorry. If I wrote that in sixth grade, I would have gotten an F. I mean, there's no continuity. You have no idea what they're talking about. And this is the Associated Press. Let's continue to confuse people. The Philadelphia Inquirer was reporting today that the FBI was watching feminist protesters that year. What year? 1968, of course. Come on, keep up with me. FBI documents obtained by the newspaper show that the surveillance order came down from the Lyndon Johnson White House, which asked the agency to monitor groups protesting the pageant. The FBI documents were obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. An FBI spokesman last night said that the agency isn't doing any surveillance at the pageant this year. Spokesman Bill Tonkin also said he couldn't say if the Inquirer story was accurate, since records wouldn't be available over the weekend. This is quite a story. Feminists disrupted the pageant by unfurling a banner in Convention Hall that read, can I say this over the air? Okay, it's 2:30 in the morning, so I guess I can probably get away with this. The banner read, Women's Liberation. The hotline's ringing, I've done it now. Oh boy, I'm in trouble. Three women were arrested. And I think that's going to pretty much wrap up my radio career. Women's Liberation on the air. Can't say booger on the air either. Oh boy, I can't believe I did that. 2:31. We're just about ready to go out of here. We're going to very, very quickly go through the couple remaining calls we have, and then we're out. And we'll hear something. I don't know what you'll hear, but you're going to hear something, okay? Here we go. Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Booger and Women's Liberation.
Oh, now that's you know, I can do it because I'm a DJ, but for a listener, I expect better. Good evening.
Yes, just wanted to check as to your familiarity with a case. She was kind of a freedom of speech issue that took place at Oswego University a few semesters back.
Tell me about it.
I just wanted to see maybe you could find out a little bit about it, because I was on the campus at the time, and I know you got to go. This is the normal guy from this concert.
Okay.
But, you know, next week I'm looking forward to giving you a buzz. Maybe we could talk about, you know, freedom of speech on college campuses. I do have some info as to, you know, how the assignment was constructed and things like that. I even have the release that the school PR department kind of let out after the...
Well, by all means, supply me with that information and we'll do everything we can.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll mail it out to you. I thought you may have heard of it.
I'm not familiar with it, but then I probably haven't just seen a relevant story.
Huh. All right. Well, I'll get that out to you.
Okay. Thanks, Ken. And if anybody else has anything out there that they want to get out, mail it to us here at Brain Damage. Care of WUSB, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. Let's take one more call. Good evening.
Derek,
What's up, man?
Not much.
Are you guys still going to crank tunes all night or what?
Oh, we crank tunes all the time, yeah. We're tune crankers here at USB.
What time do you guys off the air?
USB never goes off the air, but I'm about out of here now for brain damage.
For brain damage?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, how come fights always happen at keg parties?
Is that what happened again tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I don't know what it is. I like to say to myself, maybe it's the keg, okay? Then I said, maybe it's the beer. But you know what I think? I think it's the people.
It's the people, right?
It's got to be the people. Because the people are the ones that get into the fight, right? Beer doesn't get into a fight.
Nah, we're all having a good time.
It's people. Yeah. I mean, you know, have a keg party and don't invite any people. You'll have a very peaceful time.
All right, bud.
All right. And kegs need to have fun, too, you know?
Peace.
All right, peace. Peace to you. Okay, we're going to leave now because brain damage is over, but we'll be back again next week at 12 midnight. Make sure you write down that time, and we'll be talking about all the world events that have taken place since then, and local events, too, and anything else that may happen between now and then. And, yes, if I sound kind of tired, it's because I'm sort of tired. I wasn't expecting to be here this long. Thanks to all those who called in, and we'll talk to you again next week. Stay tuned to WUSB in Stony Brook. Remember to listen to the hearings next week, every day between 9:30 and 5 or whatever, and all the other great programs that come your way here on Long Island's first station of the 90s. See you next week, bright and early.
And you're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook.
This is Robert Klein speaking to you from WUSB, Stony Brook, New York. Get me out of here.
Driving around in my pickup truck, the only thing you can do is pick her nose and listen to WUSB in Stony Brook. That and go out with the boys and chase sheep on Friday night.
Got one!
Production or what?
What'd you say?
What kind of production?
There are all sorts of possibilities you could do. You know, a little spoof on something.
This is also nothing new.
Yeah, get the stuff together, no problem. Just want to do.
Come on, let's No.
Oh. Oh, well.
This is American Top 40.
I have climbed the highest mountains.
Yeah, I believe it's the weatherman. There.
And guess what?
Where are you at?
I've run through the field only to be with you. Yep, with you. No one else. Just you.
Here's the first Top 40 hit.
And guess what?
For the Irish band from Dublin who call themselves U2.
I have run. I have crawled. I have scaled these city walls. Yeah, that's really great. I can't believe I did it, but nevertheless, I have done that for you.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Only to be with you, I've done all these things. Yeah, with you. The fat one, that's it. You're the fat one, and I want to be with you.
What's the matter? I say, why was it changed here?
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Maybe they'll make it as a joke.
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Nope, definitely not.
Two.
I haven't found it.
I say, they're kind of like...
I just can't seem to find it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Nope, definitely not. I haven't found it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Come on.
And here's what else I've done.
Come on, let's see what we can find.
I have kissed Honey Lips, felt the healing in her fingertips. I've even done that.
The letter U and the numeral 2.
While I was doing that, you know, all the kissing on the Honey Lips, it burned like fire, and it reminded me of cheap melting plastic, the kind that makes little clouds of white vapor gas, and then when it catches on fire, makes those little strings of black smoke with little ashes attached to them. That's how it was kissing Honey Lips.
Why are we doing it? Why have we changed something?
I still haven't found it.
Oops.
What I'm looking for, that is...
The last thing he wants to do is sound like a
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
You've got a challenge, musically speaking. You know, you've got to find new sounds on the guitar. You've got to find a new way of approaching the 4-4 beat. You know, rock and roll still needs innovation. You know, and there's a lot out there.
Someone has said, get a great ideal, a great purpose, marry it, and raise a family.
What the hell's going on here?
Bono.
Yeah, I should be saying American Top 40 is heard.
Are you too married to a great idea?
It was every week American Top 40 is heard.
Everything is topsy-turvy.
Is it to just screw up things?
Marriage is not you two living for each other.
Because I can't say this. You know,
let's see what we can find.
Everything's such a mess.
I thought we were almost there.
Is you two uniting to live as a team for this great purpose?
I can't find anything either.
Sir, my office back again.
There's
no one in here now. Nothing but Uncle Jim's shortwave radio set.
Ponderous.
You're
down on the phone.
Hi, Casey. I had to put you right on the speakerphone for you. Now, I just got word from Mr. Friday that we can't pay you anything for this until our label sends us some of the money they owe us. So this will have to be benefit terms.
Golly, Miss Molly.
Well, I gotta catch a plane. Give my regards to the weatherman, and you too.
You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but...
Yeah, the guy that's talking to the sir about their bring back.
Now, Megan, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Hey, sewer mouth. KCA, I'm on a frequency. I bet you can't find me. We took the fly band out there.
That's the letter 2 and the numeral 2.
I was a worm in the night, and cold as a stone I was.
All right. Okay, let's try it, okay?
And I believe in kingdom come, and all the colors bleeding into one big mess. I'll probably have to get out the STP cleaner on that one. Maybe the 409, but I'm not sure yet.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
And you broke the bond. You broke the goddamn bond. You loosened the chain. You carried it across. And my shame. Shame. So much shame.
Why have we changed something that we've been doing all along?
You know, I believe it.
All right.
No, I guess I don't believe it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is blowing.
But nevertheless, I still haven't found it.
That's the letter U.
I haven't found what I'm looking for. I haven't found it.
I can't
I'm
say it again.
I'm looking for it, but I don't even know where it is.
And the numeral, too.
I don't even really know anything anymore. I just...
Yeah, it doesn't sound right either.
I don't really know what to do.
All right.
Or do I?
Okay, let's try it, okay?
But I still haven't found it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
That makes sense, but I still haven't found it. I'm looking. I'm looking for it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
I just don't know much of anything. Maybe I ought to be shot point blank in the snapper tonight.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2. That's the way I say that. I don't know how to say it.
You too. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Happy Chigger. There it is.
We're counting down the 40 biggest hits in the 50 states.
Hey, sooner about, we're going to get you.
This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. God, I hate that. We come out of that, and I got to say the goddamn American. I hear the American Top 40 jingle, and I say, this is American Top 40. Let the goddamn jingle ID this show. I ID the show whenever there isn't a jingle, don't I?
The winner is...
Don't I do it between every goddamn record that we play?
It is set.
Most of the time. His life was almost completely complete. He could sense, however, that there were two things that were missing from his life, but he didn't know what they were. One day, his family took him to an Italian restaurant. The boy had never had Italian food before, and he was mesmerized by the exotic-sounding names of the dishes. He asked about the lasagna, and it sounded delicious, so he ordered it. He ate the lasagna, and it was delicious. The boy knew that one of the things that was missing from his life was no longer missing.
But that didn't stop Willie from eating. He enjoyed food too much.
hear the story of the cardboard man, or the talking film canister, or the spoon that moves. I wish I knew the one about the wise guru, or the honest lizard. I wish I knew about the dog that dressed like a cat, the mule that walked like a rock, or the tornado who swam like a statue of Carmen Miranda. I wish I knew all these stories, or had the inclination to make them up. I wish I could sit on soft pillows and drink molten lava. I wish I could make love to the sky. I wish I could eat the corn of joy and sorrow. I wish the sky was green and my body was bright blue. I wish I could talk sideways and backwards. I wish I could drive the tractor of innocence and return to the life I never knew. I wish I could drink chocolate champagne. I wish I had that fax number. I wish nothing could mean something and that everybody could have everything. Some wishes come true. Some of these wishes will come true. Others are destined to become dreams deferred, shriveling up like grapes with suntans. But all is not lost. No, all is not lost. Not yet. Lived all over this land before we came and killed them. That was very bad of us. We thought we needed the land, but for the most part, we just ruined it anyway. And now nobody can use it. That's the way we are. We're pigs. One of my favorite foods to eat is called corn. The Indians call it maize. We call the Indians Indians. This is because Columbus thought he was in India when he first came to this land. Now, some people say we should call the Indians Native Americans because they were here in America before us. But before us, this land wasn't called America. It was named America by a mapmaker who never even came here. He lived in Europe and made maps, and when he found out about this land, he made maps of it and just put his name on it because he could. That's the way we are. We're pigs. As I was writing this, a cockroach fell from the sky and onto the table. I killed it because I did. That's the way I am. This doesn't really have very much to do with the Indians, though. I guess I kind of got sidetracked. Anyway, I hope you see my point.
petals all over the place, making a big hopeless mess, stinking things up, waiting for someone to come flying over and suck the pollen out of me. Suck me dry, till I wilt, till I am nothing, till next spring.
Sex with you and sometimes food is all I really want. Sex with you and and sometimes food, and maybe a movie or a play, is all I really want today. Sex with you, and sometimes food, and maybe a movie or play, and sleep, but not too much at all, is really all I want. Shower and shampoo with you is really all I want.